The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey, I've got great news for you true believers. Here's your chance to get comic books absolutely free. Hey, you know me, Stan Lee wouldn't lie to you. All you've got to remember is stop by your local comic book store on the first Saturday in May. Got that? The first Saturday in May, go to your local comic book store. You're going to find 60, count them, 60 great comic books, yours for the asking, at your participating local comic book shop. Just imagine action, thrills, fantasy, all yours free on the first Saturday in May. And if you can't find your local participating shop, hey, we've got that covered for you too. Go to your computer, just go to www.freecomicbookday.com for the address of your nearest participating dealer. Happy reading, and oh, I almost forgot. Excelsior!
Should we start recording? We should probably
start. Whenever you want to start?
I mean, I started.
Oh, nice.
Now we're good.
We're good now?
Now we're good.
We just talked about funny stuff and it wasn't recording at all.
I was hoping you got the conversation about Dom's business.
Oh, well, yeah.
People
it involves a lot
did.
Of Hondas, harpoon guns. We're broadcasting live today from Hall of Justice Comic and Collectibles. It's Free Comic Book Day.
Yes.
And
I need you to
speak. A ton of people here. Oh, can nobody hear me?
I need you to.
Hello. I could beatbox on here. What's up? I mean, I'm going to switch over to
Z2. He does look good. Look at him.
I look awesome.
I feel like I should put my hat on
backwards. Who are we all, by the way?
There we go.
So those people can see us, but Dom's talking right now. Michael Kirk is in front of us. I'm Juan.
Juan, say hi.
What's up?
All right, I'm going to switch over, and this is Michael.
And, what's up,
and,
everybody?
And Husky's right. Setting up, but he's going to join us
and
eventually.
Husky, I can't really get over there right now.
Husky's bent over, too. I don't know what he's doing.
He does some naughty stuff.
You forgot the.
I wanted to say
so
something, but
come
there's
down
children.
To Parker. What's the address here?
I know.
Parker,
know.
Colorado.
Something on Dransfeld, right by the Lowe's.
There's a flag
it's
out in the side of the road.
Town.
You can't miss it. There's a flag right next to the police station. So that's how I distinguish things here.
As soon as the houses start looking really, really nice, I know I'm in the right spot. Yeah. So
if you're tuning in, we're also broadcasting, obviously, for a podcast.
Yes.
But
that's what
it might be a little X-rated on some things. I'll try to keep it down with a bunch of little kids wandering around.
Yeah, I was going
to
make a comment. I was like, whoa.
It's not going to stop us.
It'll tame me a little bit.
What are we
going
to talk about today?
I can talk like that in front of my kids, but not in front of somebody else's kids.
I told my wife about the podcast. She's like ashamed to know me right now. So
there's this running joke where I like midget
porn,
adult
yeah.
entertainment.
Yeah.
The BP is over here.
Wonder Twins will unite at some point.
We'll get it.
They say the sound is echoing and they can't hear us.
My mom's like, I want to listen to you guys' podcast now. No.
Is the sound echoing or they cannot hear us? One or the two.
Is the sound echoing still?
My wife wanted to listen to it. I was like,
No.
Is that a Skyrim logo?
I'm going to try to move my mic.
That's pretty
maybe.
Sweet. That's Skyrim.
I don't know nothing about Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Oh.
Here, we'll show. Who did this?
The BPE, Husky. Tim Husky.
BPE.
Everybody know that? Tim Husky. give me that Thanos
Here's
card. Rising.
Here's the card.
There's the card. Aggravated art.
I don't know why he is always aggravated, though.
He's not very aggravated.
We got to show Dom the dark side.
This is mine. He made this for me. Right there.
I was like, I don't know if he's being serious or not.
Why does Thanos look constipated is all I want to know.
He was drawing it while he was on the toilet.
Exactly.
He's a little plug.
Tom was doing his feel.
What are we talking about? What are you doing?
All right.
What are we doing here?
What are we talking about?
I don't know.
So, Juan, here's my idea for like your apparel line.
Okay.
I think you should get... I think you should get a banana hammock, right?
Woo!
And
a
take that.
Hammock?
Yeah, but instead of putting the logo on the crotch, put it on the taint, right below.
Wow.
And then put TOT.
That'd be hard to see.
Hey, you want somebody special to see that, don't you? I'm thinking outside the box
before
here, bud.
Before you take this off, I need you to look at this here real quick.
Exactly.
Well, then the best part is right along the ass crack there, it'll say TOTLB right there. Right down, right up in your ass, dude. How awesome would that be? Thinking would outside it, the box here.
I don't know how many thongs will sell.
I'm wearing one right now, dude.
Yeah, I really think you guys need to start a line of Virgin Killer sweaters and just do a huge photo shoot.
I think you're right.
TOTLB across the chest, and then again down at the butt.
Exactly.
No, we need BPE.
Zach's on.
We need BPE down at the butt.
Right.
I told John my costume was that. And I was going to wave a Hall of Justice sign, do all the spinning tricks.
On the corner?
Yep, nothing but a banana hammock. Yep. And I'll just bend over so people can see the
look. You need a lot of sunscreen, buddy. A lot.
Oh, definitely with this body.
Frankie, what's up? Oh, good. How are you, sir?
Nice day.
Oh, you should have been here last year. It was the opposite of nice.
It's raining. It's cold.
It was horrible.
I heard a story of Jason Mintz huddled around like a space heater with a blanket on.
Yeah, Shauna was working on a couple things, and the water came in between the two tents and just ruined everything. It was horrible.
Ugh. Yeah, I came out here last year, and I was like, for like 20 minutes, I'm like, yeah, I'm out. It's too cold.
All right, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Let's talk about something comic related.
Did anybody, did you see Guardians of the Galaxy yet? I figured
new
you
one?
Might, yeah.
No?
I was supposed to go last night, but when I told my wife I was coming to spend most of my time here today, I had to watch the kids last night. So,
well, I'm going out then, asshole.
Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
So
I'm going
totally
to the drive-in
worthless.
Tonight.
Yeah.
I did watch the Defenders trailer, though.
That's why. We would have went to the midnight screening yesterday, but I wanted to go see it at the drive-in. And my wife is making me sit through Beauty and the Beast.
The Defenders trailer was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The music always makes those shows awesome.
With the Nirvana in the background?
Yes,
it was
awesome.
It was pretty sweet. The only thing that I was upset about, there wasn't enough boardroom scenes. I'm going to kind of miss that from Iron Fist.
Good Lord.
Did you watch Iron Fist?
I liked it.
So did I.
It was really slow.
It was.
It didn't get good until after the sixth or seventh episode.
And it never really crescendoed anyways.
It's like,
I think what Iron Fist really needed was that boom boom from Law & Order.
Dun, dun.
I don't know. Daredevil has those scenes, too.
Well, I knew
you
it was...
Want me to put this up? Are you going to be standing?
I'm standing for now, but I'll lean over if I have to.
I knew it was like Iron Fist was a slow show. My wife sat down, and she's like, oh, what's this? Is this a new lawyer show you're watching or something? And I'm like, no, it's a Marvel show.
Which one's the superhero? Wait a minute.
The little crybaby that looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, he's the superhero.
He was a diva.
Yeah. No, like, as I was watching it, though, I was like, they would have made a Leonardo DiCaprio biopic. That's the dude that needs to play him.
What happened?
It says my sound is off.
Off completely?
I've never used the mic on this thing,
uh-oh,
so I don't know how that works.
We're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, Dom is having technical difficulties.
You can keep on going.
Oh, we're
going.
Looking. I didn't read the article, but I saw that people were... I don't know if they were complaining or just expounding that there's a lot of hallway fights in these Marvel shows.
I like the hallway fights.
Maybe
I like the new one, too.
The
way they were flying around in the hallway.
Maybe they're big fans of Old Boy, and that's why they keep doing the hallway scene
stuff. I think the
best
fight so far is Daredevil Season 2 down the stairwell.
Oh.
With the gun tied to his hand and a chain.
I haven't seen that one yet.
The only
one
haven't watched Season 2 yet?
I've only watched Daredevil Season 1 and Iron Fist. That's it. I tried to watch Jessica Jones. I couldn't get into it.
How do you even know what's going on right now?
Because I listen to you guys. It's all you guys talk about.
See, now that's why your opinion on Iron Fist sucks so much. Because you're going from, like, hardcore MMA Daredevil fighting to, like,
That was my feeling with it. Because I was like,
fancy boy.
Like, I love Kung Fu stuff. And so I was like, oh, Iron Fist. All he does is Kung Fu. His fight scenes are going to be amazing. I'm like... The fight scenes in Daredevil were much better than in Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna
room to grow.
There's a lot of parking going on back here this year.
Oh, man.
Oh, he just turned on his Z2 voice.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't talk like that normally. Well, listen to Z2.
Well, it took me forever to figure out who did the intro for you guys.
There's always, you know...
Sex time.
Exactly.
There's always nice. There's kids here. I'm glad nobody heard that.
Oh, man.
What? What?
No, he likes it when it's in all the way through the show. Don't take it out.
I can't change it now.
My main goal for today is not to get called out by the Old Still Radio Show. I really don't want I don't want to be on Clyde's corrections.
His segments are awesome.
I love Clyde's corrections.
Oh, man.
I'm not the plug enthusiast you need. I'm not the one that you deserve.
What's going on over there, Dom? Don't you sell these for a living?
So have you guys talked about The Last Jedi yet? Or did you guys do that in the last podcast? That's not out yet.
The Last Jedi trailer? We did a little bit, but go ahead.
Oh, now I'm on the spot. Shit.
Did you talk about that thing that I don't want to talk about?
All right. My thoughts, I noticed when I was watching it, though, like right away I picked up, I was like, wow, it opens up how the Force Awakens trailer does. All I know is it looks amazing. I have no idea what the movie is going to be about. I knew what Force Awakens was going to be about, and then when I went and saw the trailer, I was like, yeah.
Supposedly, it's supposed to start exactly where the other one ends.
I read, there we go, there's some comic book news. I read, it came out yesterday, I think, or yesterday or Thursday, Rian Johnson came out and said that he asked J.J. Abrams to change the ending of The Force Awakens to fit his movie. Because apparently she was supposed to take BB-8 with her. And he said, take R2 instead because I want to do some different things with it. So,
which is cool that you can think fucking, what is that, 5 years in advance? Because that one hadn't even been done filming yet.
Yeah.
Right?
Which one?
The first
episode 8.
Yeah.
Because they asked to change some stuff in episode 7 to go more streamlined with episode 8. So, and it sounds like no Leia in episode 9. They're rewriting everything for 9 to get her out of there. That sucks big time.
Well, supposedly they already filmed, like, all of her footage for the next 2 minutes.
Yeah, for 8. She's good in 8 because they're done. They're all, I guess they're doing, what is it, post-development or whatever?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're either going to kill her off, air quotes, unfortunately, or
they're going to murder her.
I hope they don't do it that way.
All right.
So maybe they'll just be like, what happened to that one chick that was kind of running everything? Oh, yeah, she went away. So, I don't know.
She ran away.
She went to Mustafar to get the high ground.
She's on Dagobah. She's living in Yoda's house now.
Shacked up with a troll.
Yeah.
What is he? He's not a troll.
What is he?
I don't have any idea.
But what do you think? What do you think is going to happen with the Jedi when Luke did the whole, all I know is it's time for the Jedi to end? What was your take on that one? Do you think you're going gray?
They're going gray.
Just mix it dark.
I couldn't be happier about
the gray or the great?
Gray.
I don't know nothing about the Great Jedi.
And get more in line with, like, especially Return of the Jedi, you know, in the beginning when Luke walks in, how he kind of does the, chokes him out. I've never seen any good Jedi choke somebody out like Darth Vader style.
So Luke has a problem staying balanced, obviously, if you see the first movies.
Okay,
He goes dark.
Right.
He tries to be light.
Right.
That's what the premise behind Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Ben, he's fighting with
the two. Oh, because he's somewhere in the middle.
He's somewhere in the middle.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So the middle... You can use both. I think there's a whole scale what their harmony is and all that.
All I know is I'd be the worst Jedi
in, like,
ever.
The games and some of, like, the Knights of the Old Republic stuff, they talk about, like, Force-sensitive people that don't identify as light or dark. Did you just assume my Force?
Right.
But, yeah.
Uh-oh,
so
don't trigger him.
Don't trigger me. Hashtag Force triggered. But, no, I think that's exactly where it's going to go. I think he's going to go gray.
I think he's going to go gray.
He's already gray.
Like, for me, there was a lot of foreshadowing in the first one, because if you watch the older Star Wars movies, you see Luke in, like, bright clothing.
Right.
And then in, I think it's Return of the Jedi, the very last one, he's in all black because he's kind of evil at that point. He's pissed.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the end of that, when he finally defeats his father, Lord Vader, his suit opens up and you see, like, a white sliver. And that's in, like, that's from George Lucas in one of the documentaries. He's talking about, you know, Luke wasn't always pissed off. He's still got good in him.
Right.
But if you watch Force Awakens, Rey is always wearing gray. So for me, there's, like, an aesthetic foreshadowing there that I think is totally meant and totally should be implied.
You're just making me look at Return of the Jedi in a whole new light now. Dude, my mind is blown.
There are so many visual cues throughout these movies, and they're like... It's so easy to not miss, to, like, totally miss them.
See, what's funny, because I'm watching the prequels right now with my kids.
Especially if you're colorblind.
Right.
So I'm trying to pick up on little things like that, but what you just said about Return of the Jedi, my head just...
Well, they also say, like, Mace Windu. That's why his saber was purple.
Oh,
right.
Because he was like that.
Yeah.
He was more balanced than the rest. And they all, there's also so many different
and they say
things that he may be Snoke and all this other. It's like,
yeah, like he's not Snoke. Like some
Mace Windu?
Books.
No.
You never saw what happened.
I like Jar Jar Binks as Snoke. Right. Yeah. That's the rumor I heard.
Supposedly, his lightsaber also says bad motherfucker on it, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I heard that, too. Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks.
Mace the Sith Lord.
There actually, somebody did write a whole like art, like
I'm
essay
not lie,
on how Jar Jar
Binks. I would
mark
out for that moment.
The new
Dude,
Star
I'm going to be
thriller that... and some other things right now. If you guys can hear me,
like if that's
like
what
the
happened.
Sound of porn, the internet.
All I know, all
like,
I know is
I'd be like, yes. I think secretly everyone wants it, but nobody wants to admit it.
Jar Jar Binks.
He would make the perfect villain. Everybody already hates him. Yeah, right. He's totally an unredeemable character, so if he became the villain, perfect.
It totally fits into what you're saying about Roman Reigns with The Undertaker, where he was the only guy I could take down, because everybody already hates him.
Oh,
so
I'm talking wrestling.
Hey,
Lord.
Don't come in here, old man.
Let's not do wrestling.
I love wrestling.
I know. Undertaker died. He's good.
Undertaker died.
It's over with. Real wrestling died
that would
day.
Be no. horrible if he died.
The day wrestling died was when Macho Man died. That's what killed wrestling for me.
The day the funk died?
The day the funk died.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn this mother out.
Curious to know how all this music's going to come through on the pod.
I don't know, but I kind of like it. I think the listeners are going to like the funk, too.
Yeah,
everybody likes the funk.
So, Juan.
You can't get down with the funk.
Since summer movie season's officially started with Guardians of the Galaxy yesterday, what movies are you excited about seeing this summer?
Well, I'm going to see Guardians of the Galaxy tonight, and then Alien Covenant will be in a couple weeks.
It won't be better than Prometheus. That's the best Aliens movie, to say no.
Oh my God, did you see the trailers where they're bridging the gap between Prometheus and Covenant?
Yes!
Oh God. It's amazing.
Where they started filming it and then they ended up cutting it
right
and splicing it together to make it like a prelude.
So it's almost like it was supposed to be like a webisode or something like that.
That would be pretty cool.
Like if they have maybe a ton more footage, they didn't quite look in the trailer.
Yeah.
When does that one come out?
The 18th.
Yeah.
18th.
Yeah.
I'm actually one of the few people.
So
I actually really I did like Prometheus.
So
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought
Matt
it was great.
Can suck it.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what Mac Renrick's talking about, man, but Prometheus is awesome.
I wonder if he'll be out today. I haven't seen that guy in fucking months.
Yeah.
I know. It's been like me.
He's gone on like
he went
shutdown.
Dark. No,
yeah,
he
went dark.
Dark.
He went dark.
So.
Now, there's,
he's wearing all black.
Is he?
No white stripe.
He's got eye
on
makeup
his.
On. He's doing that trance dancing and all that stuff.
Glow sticks. Just.
Caught him downtown selling burritos. Trying to get by. That's the way Matt does it.
All right, so.
Hey, Matt, if you're hearing this. Hey.
What else? What else is coming out this year? I don't even know.
Ragnarok.
You got
Thor.
Oh,
yeah.
Thor. We're just talking summer. That's more November.
I don't know when.
Yeah, so Wonder Woman,
out,
you got
though.
Coming out. Spider-Man,
I'm excited
looks
for. Wonder Woman.
What other movies are coming out this summer everybody's looking forward to seeing?
Everything scares me when it comes to Wonder Woman as far as how there's articles about it not being pushed and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, man.
I think it's
they just
pushed.
Don't have a good track record for movies at this point.
I think there's something wrong with that studio that they're.
I think they're trying to figure everything out. So, because I think they still have some Zack Snyder influence, and I like Zack Snyder. The dude does some visually amazing stuff.
Right.
Like if you watch Watchmen, you can hold the comic up and watch the movie and be like, "Oh yeah, that's straight from this panel."
Right.
And even with Batman versus Superman, you could hold up Dark Knight Returns and be like, "Yeah, that's straight from Dark Knight Returns." So the only thing that was missing was a
killer influence on that one.
Yeah.
Can they catch up to Marvel?
No.
You think?
No.
Who knows?
So.
If Kevin Feige jumps down.
It's so large at Disney, Marvel, that there's no way they can catch it. Because they can't think. I think Fox has done the right thing.
Yeah.
To start doing their own universe.
Yeah.
It's allowed them to build on the whatever it's coming out in the comics.
Right.
And create their own twist, just like Disney has.
I think the perfect thing that Marvel realizes is that they come from a comic book. Like, they don't take themselves so seriously like the DC side does. People, I enjoyed the movies. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't amazing. It didn't blow my socks off. And that's kind of what I want to go to the movie, not to be sad, not to watch fucking Superman be whiny. And it just, I don't know,
the
man.
Thing you got to think about those. DC, they did the Dark Knight trilogy. So they saw we made a buttload of money with Batman Begins. We made a buttload of money with Dark Knight. We made a buttload of money with Dark Knight Rises. And they were all dark and brooding. So they're like, oh, that's what people want. They want dark and brooding movies because we made a buttload of money making these three movies. Right. So that's what they're trying to do, is they're trying to turn everything into Batman Begins, Dark Knight type of deal.
And who was the director?
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
And Christopher Nolan.
He was involved.
In Man of Steel.
And I think he was in BVS, too, but he was a producer.
I think he was kind of like a silent producer. Right. I think they just wanted to slam his name up on there.
He needed to be involved to start kick that universe off because he had a good grip.
And people trusted him.
People trusted him.
Right.
I think they're going in the right direction with Jeff Johns kind of overseeing everything.
Jeff Johns, I hope they do Black.
They
got to
listen to him because the guy knows his stuff.
Yes. Head of the company, so...
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
Can't go wrong there. You tell the stories they're intended to be told.
Because, I mean, if you think about it, like, look at Marvel Cinematic Universe. They have Kevin Feige. That's been the one guy that they've had that's consistent. He's in charge of everything. He pulls all the... He
says
makes
yes
all the
or
decisions.
No to everything.
And even, like, DC TV series, they have Greg Berlanti. He controls all that. Look how well that goes. You need that one guy that kind of just oversees everything, has final say of everything.
The thing I don't understand when it comes to Berlanti and all them is why... Why they wouldn't keep the established fan base that you have for those shows and move it to the movies. That doesn't make sense
for me. I think Gus Gaston should have been the Flash in the movie because he's amazing.
Everybody loves him. Like, why take chances on a new guy? You know, maybe he does really well, but why take the chance of that?
And how awesome would that have been?
Didn't they say that universe is separate from the movie universe?
Feige came out today. I just read something this morning and said that there might be... Because there was supposed to be crossover with the Netflix shows and the movies. And then they said, no, it's not going to happen.
Right.
And then he came out today and he said it'll happen down the line. So I like the idea that there's possibility because you're bringing Daredevil fans, you're bringing the fan base you already have to a bigger, you know, a movie.
Yeah, exactly. I'm wondering, maybe DC has a hidden item up their sleeve because DC's always been really big about multiple Earths. They got Earth 1, Earth 2, Earth 3, Earth A. So maybe that's what they're doing is like, hey, Supergirl's from Earth 23. The Flash TV show, the Arrow TV show, that's going to be Earth 2, and all the movies are Earth 1, and eventually they're going to do a giant crisis movie.
The problem is with that theory is that in the TV show, they already think they're Earth 1.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you...
Maybe the movies are Earth 2 then, or Earth 3.
I mean, I like the new Flash in the movie. I like him.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping to see more of him. I can hardly wait till Justice League comes.
Yeah, same here.
It does look amazing, and it's shitty because you look past Wonder Woman, and you know to get there.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I'm pretty pumped for Wonder Woman. The other movie I'm excited for is I love the Pirates movies with Johnny Depp.
I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah, I love those movies.
So the fifth one comes out at the end of this month. I'll probably go to that one. And then the wife wants to see Baywatch.
It looks hilarious. It looks amazing. Fucking funny.
I'm so glad that they did the same thing with Baywatch as they did with 21 Jump Street, where they're like, we're just going to make fun of ourselves because we can't take ourselves seriously. Right. And now I was so worried when they did a Baywatch movie and they got The Rock in there. I was like, oh, man, they're going to make like a hardcore action movie. Then I saw the trailer. I was like, oh, my God,
I want to see this. We just talked about this last episode. If you need more people to put eyes on your movie, you put The Rock in it.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what the movie is.
Yep. Well, now they're talking because you guys ever seen the movie The Great Outdoors?
Yes.
They're doing a remake with Kevin Hart, and they're thinking of putting The Rock in there. And so Kevin Hart would be the John Candy guy, and The Rock would be the Dan Aykroyd guy.
Right.
So
I don't know. I don't know.
Have you ever seen that trailer called Saturday Night Live? It was Bambi. With The Rock.
Oh, when he was hosting that day.
Yeah, when he did Bambi. Oh, my God, that's so hilarious.
Yeah, I love The Rock is freaking
hilarious. He's a great guy.
Fast 8 was... I enjoyed Fast 8, The Fate of the Furious.
I haven't seen it.
No?
I've only seen the first one, and that's it. That's the only Furious...
It looks fucking amazing.
That's the only Furious movie I've seen. Juan's getting the Spider-Man boner going.
It's a fucking amazing, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, buddy. Look at that.
Who's that?
This is done by... Frankie Serna?
Yes.
Frankie Serna. That is.
You want to say something, Frankie? Tell people where they can find you, man.
You can find me at CernaIllustration.com or FrankieCerna.com. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well. Hey, everyone. Just brought Juan over an original Carnage illustration.
Are you going to be at Denver Comic Con?
I'm going to be at Denver Comic Con this year.
You got a booth yet?
Right on.
Very nice.
Backpacks.
Okay.
So we'll have a good space there.
Do you do DC stuff as well? Right on.
I got a new Batgirl print out right now. It's for her 50th anniversary. I did that one for the San Diego Comic Con. They put it in the souvenir book.
Oh, that's awesome.
Can you announce anything about the shindig that's happening on the day before?
Yeah, we're going to get settled here real quick, and if I can come back by and can get you all the info for that.
Definitely.
Awesome.
Thanks, guys.
I appreciate this. This looks amazing.
I appreciate you guys. You're awesome.
I was having one of the worst days that I've had in such a long time, and you posted that. I'm pretty upset.
Oops. That's awesome.
Swing Frankie by whenever. Serna.
I got to go check out his table when we're done here.
Oh, buddy, he's good. Yeah. He does good work.
Is he in the group?
You know, I think he is. I'm not sure, though. The first time I met him was at the beer release party for Denver Comic Con last year.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm going to this.
Because he was the one who did the art on the cup for
last year.
Nice.
That's cool.
I don't know if they've chosen that this year and did all that.
No, I don't think.
They usually do it at that time. I've been kind of hands off at DCC so far, just because of my health.
So Juan, you're a Spider-Man guy, right?
I like Spider-Man, yes.
So you like the Tobey Maguire, the new kid, or Andrew Garfield Spider-Man?
Well, for the two that are out right now, I like Tobey Maguire. The third one was nah, but I liked it. I like Sam Raimi though. That's the big thing for me. The second, if you've heard anything about us doing the show, the second one was relied for me too much on graphics, on fake stuff.
Yeah.
And it pulls me out of movies. I can't do that. Like, it's just, it makes me go, man, like, I can't even believe that that's real. You know what I mean?
I'm not a big, like, Marvel
Matt
guy.
Renwick Jr.
I'm a huge DC guy.
Hi, Matt.
And, but I do watch the Spider-Man movies. I love the new Spider-Man, the new kid.
I'm excited.
They finally got the right Spider-Man.
I really like
because he looks like a high schooler.
Tobey Maguire
looked
like he was 30.
Year old. Yeah. Right.
Casting Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man was like putting Chris O'Connell as Robin, where it's like, let's get some 35-year-old guys to play high school kids.
And let's put nipples on them this time. Yeah.
Now, I'm actually pretty excited to see the new Spider-Man
People
movie.
People have nipples, okay?
I don't know why a costume needs that. Apparently, you go back to...
we just want anatomically to be correct.
Yes.
So I have a 2-year-old son. He's getting into Batman and Superman right now. Absolutely, so I have him watching the old Batman movies, because especially Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, because those are bright, colorful. I figure they're good for kids. God, those movies are awful, man. Oh, my God.
I'm going to give a shout-out to Francesco.
Francesco? Who's that guy?
He's the artist for some of the Grimm Fairy Tales.
Okay.
Nice.
Thanks for tuning in. Our sound is probably pretty horrible, but I can't do anything about
We're running about 18 microphones.
We're running about 18 mics over here, different people doing podcasts.
Got music in the background.
The VPE has one in him.
there it is. Hey, how you guys doing?
Husky, you going to sell something today?
Or he already
you
know, did.
Are you just...
tell everybody on the...
I'm just here
who put Husky in the corner?
I'm just here. John put Husky in the corner.
Nobody puts Husky in the corner.
Nobody should.
We wanted Husky close to us.
Right. Right.
Mike, I'm always close to
Frankie
you.
Frankie Serna's over here slinging prints night, bud. Like crazy over there.
As soon as his girlfriend comes, he's in the corner the whole time.
Yeah. Probably. Hashtag not Gabe's son.
So you have to wait till September to see her again?
Yes.
That sucks, man.
I'm rough.
Once I get battery life, I'll turn it around so you guys
come out
see
for a weekend.
Stuff.
In
it's
like
amazing.
A month or two, but we're still trying to swing that and see how we can do it and make it happen.
Is she just going to come out here, or are you going to come out there forever at some
Why
point?
Don't you guys
Is
meet
that
in the middle?
Not a conversation we should be having on the microphones?
Not at this time.
Where is she at? What state?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, wow. She's way out there.
What did you say? What is the city?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
I'm from the east. I don't say Baltimore. I say Baltimore.
I heard Bonaparte or something
the guys
like that.
On the show named Tim Husky has a mail order bride. And
she's detained in Baltimore.
She's detained in Baltimore.
Does she look Russian?
Department of
no,
Corrections.
Not really.
She'll be out soon, though.
If she was Russian, she'd already be here. No problems. No questions asked. Man.
Well,
right.
RussianBrides.com.
Hopefully,
now, I must say, you guys are adorable on Facebook.
She's part of the whole Trump election hack.
How long you two been seeing each other?
Officially since Valentine's Day.
That's good.
To be totally cliche, couldn't make our anniversary
any easier
to remember.
All I know is that Tim Husky's making the rest of us look bad with all this really adorable, cute posts he has with his girlfriend.
I'm sorry, guys. It's
so
all
cute.
Her. It's not me. I look horrible in a picture. She brings it full circle. I'm just like the really ugly bearded guy that she hangs out with. one day people are going to be like, oh, is this your dad?
Rocky Brooks is here.
That'd be amazing.
So next year, next time she comes down, is she just going to bring a whole box full of ketchup packets for you?
Probably. I'm not supposed to eat hot dogs without them.
Oh, buddy, you should have seen it. Did you see the post?
Yes.
Oh, she made him. She made him all kind of amazing food while he was here, and then
now he's starving.
The next day, he had 2 hot dog buns and 4 hot dogs.
Right. You know what's going to happen? She's going to move out here, and you're going to get fat.
Probably. Probably.
Which is
she's,
fine.
Because she's a hell of a cook.
Yeah, that's good. You got to have a woman that's a hell of a
he
cook.
He says while we're recording.
What does she name? Listen to the podcast?
Ashton, not Gabe's son.
Hashtag not Gabe's son.
Does she listen to the podcast?
Huh?
Does she listen to the podcast?
She's listened to the episodes that I come on, so she'll probably listen to this one too.
Uh-oh. Now your non-committal is on air.
I know, right? Oh, I'm committed. We're just trying to figure out who's moving where and what's happening.
Oh, she can't take the BPE away from us.
Right.
She can't. But she might.
You're doing like a whole thing. Aren't you doing a con down there too?
Yeah, so I'll be in Baltimore in September for their convention, and that's going to be pretty rad.
You're from there?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Nice.
So that con is, I'd say it's maybe a little bit smaller than Denver, but it's more artist-centric. So you don't see like the big retailers like superhero stuff and,
right.
And like, you know, I mean, they have all that to be sure, but like when you're there, like, you can wait.
Actually, is Isaac like, Bell here yet?
It's not
yeah,
like, you know,
Isaac
if like,
either.
I say like Todd McFarlane showed up at Denver, you'd have to wait in line for like 30
right.
minutes. But because there are so many other big name artists,
and if you guys
Baltimore,
can't hear the sound, just make sure you
minutes.
Listen to the podcast. What episode
in line
is this
going to
be? Anyway,
to
you know?
Meet Kevin Eastman, and he was doing autographs
yeah.
on his variant for the Baltimore Con and sketches on the comic for free. Which was fucking awesome. And he's such a bro.
Yeah.
The Springs was small
yeah.
last year, but they had some bigger names, and it was
like
the same. You literally walked up, and there was just
up.
There.
I saw your post about
do
it.
You guys?
Yeah. I can't wait to see Karen
no.
down there. Yeah. I'm trying to get passes there, too, again, so I got to ramp it up a little bit.
The guy's name is, I don't want to put his full name out there, but I know his first name is Joe. I'll try and find him, because he was right
I know,
the
there's like so much
year.
Stuff I want to say, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
man, there's a kid right there.
Yeah, it's weird, because it doesn't go, as far as I know, it doesn't, like for Denver, I submit it to Denver
right.
for our passes, but for them, it's, you have to go through a company called Altered Reality that takes care of like 4 or 5 different
yeah,
cons.
Yeah. It's like the umbrella that is.
Yeah.
Because I think pop culture hooked up with them to make the con possible in the first place. I could be wrong, but I believe that's the story I heard on another podcast.
Maybe.
Might have been the Mike and Ming show. I don't know.
Oh, Mike and Ming.
Well, my sister-in-law lives in Baltimore. Maybe I can convince the wife so I can go to the Baltimore con and just when the Twins unite,
we'll
represent.
Out. We'll get crabs and I'll...
Your wife barely let you come to this.
I know. I know. She gets to do a girls' night out. That was a trade-off. And I missed Guardians of the Galaxy. It's John's fault for that one.
Does your wife know about your midget porn addiction that's slowly ruining
yeah,
your
relationship
I had to with
talk.
Your family?
I had to fess up and admit to her.
Last slowly just deteriorating.
The voicemail you left was like so awkwardly heartfelt. Like, guys, I really need voicemails because this midget porn is just tearing my life apart. I don't know how much longer I can hold on. I was like, oh my God, if this was real, I would actually feel like shit. That you have like some weird sex addiction to midget porn.
I can't stop.
Well, my favorite was, I guess Carissa had a question about midget porn, and
okay.
John goes, oh, Mike's going to be there Saturday. Just ask him your question. I'm like,
you're the expert.
No, he'll know all about it. Hashtag Mike knows midget porn.
Mike knows is midget porn.
That and apparently Boundless Comics. So I know those two items.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't. All I know is I asked John about it one day or something because I was like, dude, is this for real? And then somehow something all started off. I think John was on a podcast and he's like, yeah, they got these adult books. Mike Kirk knows all about them.
Yeah, yeah.
Jungle Fantasy.
Yeah.
That
well, I did ask John. I was like,
see.
Where's the Boundless free comics today, man?
You've got him somewhere, right?
I told him he needs to take that upstairs area and turn that into like an adult comic section.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to have like the beaded curtain with like the mirror when you walk in so you can look at how disgusting you are when you go in there. You see that at like sex shops all the time?
Aww. I remember as a kid trying to sneak into that little area of Blockbuster.
Right, right.
They actually had an area?
Not in Blockbuster, but your local video store they did.
Yeah. I know local video stores.
Yeah.
There was a place when I was growing up called Friendly Video that had like the beaded curtain and...
Oh, nice.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And like the mirror when you walk in. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Nice.
This like barbecue, this wood pit barbecue food truck.
Oh, there we go. We got some food coming in now.
Amazing. It rolled in smoking already. So Lord knows how long that meat's been on that.
I want to see if we can't get him to fight.
Man.
Sit there and just tell him, hey, barbecue's better than your
cheese. It smells delicious, and it's like collecting in like this back area because it's like a horseshoe back here.
Ring thinks he's something here.
Look at him. Ring thinks he's something here. Is that what he said?
All right, there you go.
Move along, Rink. Move
That'd
along.
Be good. Juan's gonna have so much fun editing this because we're just having like nine.
Like, that's all right. That's all right.
Conversations going at one time.
Yeah, I'm talking to Z2. Somebody. You're talking to Tim. The Dom and I are talking while you're talking.
We're
to
all
Tim.
On different channels, so it's okay.
Breaker, breaker.
We just gotta make sure we get some kind of loud noise in there for Marika.
So. Oh yeah, she does. I don't even know if they. Like I said, they dropped off. I don't even know what's going on with them.
I don't know. Oh, I'm not even in CCBE anymore.
From what I heard, he had to do it for professional reasons.
Oh, buddy. Nah. I like the drama.
I like
reading drama.
There's a few people in there. I just do not. Our interests are not aligned.
Well, I told John we should do like a nerd fight where we just get some people from the group that have some issues with each other, put them in a boxing ring, and let them go at it.
Well, I saw 2 days ago there was a guy like, why did you guys delete my post, blah, 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 and it's like two posts down. I was like, it's right there. What are you talking about?
I saw that one, too. I was laughing.
You know, I made a post about Prometheus, and that stayed for, like, 24 hours before it was deleted, and it had over, like, 80 comments in, like, the first 5 minutes.
Wow.
But then, like,
that's how you antagonize Matt. All you do is put something about Prometheus.
But then, like, 2 days ago, I posted this, like, what's that movie? Silence of the Lambs parody with, what's his name? The cowboy guy. Like the main
There's a lot of cowboy guys.
The main bad dude.
The lotion guy.
Yeah, him. So,
Buffalo Bill.
There you go.
Yeah, Buffalo Bill. Yeah. So it's Robin doing
the
tuck.
Puts lotion in the skin.
And he's looking at Batman. He's like, do you want to fight crime with me?
Oh, I saw
I'd
that.
Fight crime with really me. Creepy right there.
I'd
that.
Fight crime so hard.
Would you fuck me?
And that's still up. It's
I
very
when Jay
it's
does it, it works too.
Yeah. I do that in the mirror. Right? Yeah. I get out of the bath and tuck my penis in between my butt cheeks.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about Buffalo Bill.
Hey, we're talking about Silence
of the Lambs. Tucks his penis between and he's like,
yeah, that's a, that's fuck a, me, that's a fuck meme. Me.
Come on, Juan, we know you do that in the morning.
No, but
every guy does.
Doesn't.
It's okay.
He does
it. I can't.
He can. It's too big. It sits at the back. Shows everybody the goat. You do that at home to your wife. You go, hey, look, the goat.
Drive fast cars.
I do the bat wing.
That's so fucking funny.
I got extra meat. So.
Especially when you're getting old.
Yeah. Mine's sagging, man. It's not quite. It's a hairy bat wing.
I don't want to say none, but it took us 40 minutes to get to the ball talk, so we're doing good today.
Well, there was a lot of kids earlier.
We have to space it out. So just so the audience knows where the listen is. When we're not talking about dicks and balls and sex toys and other perverted shit, it's probably because there's a kid looking at art
a kid
or nearby.
Yeah, there's kind of one kid somewhere walking around.
There's a big kid right there.
There he is, the biggest kid.
Randy looks all offended. He's about to tell us to get off his yard.
Randy, get out of my yard.
He's got the chair
in my yard.
Get out of my darn yard.
Is somebody counting like they did last year?
Somebody's by the door. Looks like counting, huh?
How's it going in there, Ton?
It's been a line straight
There's
down
been
the middle. Check out.
Oh, really?
Do to get these free comics.
How's Carissa doing?
Bring your family down. Okay. We're at Hall of Justice Comic Collectible in Parker.
Don't talk to me.
You're only seeing us few, but there's
I've
a lot of people.
Randy's
like,
just the roving comic
too.
Expert.
Here's one dude with like two of those graphic long boxes, one of his like Diamond Select like
That food like smells amazing.
Looking vinyl toys and like a stack of comics. And that was just one guy.
Were you? Did like you get here right before it opened?
No,
the
but
line
I saw
fucking curled out to.
I got here at like 5 minutes after 10, and there was still a line and no damn parking.
Look at Husky just spit. You see that spit?
It'll probably be that way.
He's
oh,
so
man.
Excited, he's spitting.
Nobody was allowed to park here last year. Right? There's just a shit ton of cars.
Yeah, try
it. Oh,
it's all full.
And it's the people in here that park there.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I got you.
Which makes sense.
I got you.
There's supposed to be... Oh, there's both of them already. I was going to say, there's supposed to be another food truck. It smells amazing right now.
Yeah, dude, both of these food trucks smell amazing.
I think there's one? Only two, isn't there?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's making me want to watch
and then Cotton Candy
Chef.
Right behind you.
Yeah. I need my boy, Mike.
What?
That movie Chef. Set up
shop. I don't know that movie.
There you go. Hot dogs.
What's the actor's name? Guy who plays Happy in the Iron Man movies?
Iron Man
John
movies.
Farriveau, I think.
Theraflu? Theraflu and Iron Man movies?
The bigger kind of guy?
Yeah, the guy who plays his bodyguard.
He's like a producer or something,
yeah,
isn't
like,
he?
No, he's like,
the bodyguard's John Favreau. He's the director.
Yeah, yeah, however the hell you pronounce it.
Yeah, he did Swingers and...
He's the Chef. You ever seen The Chef?
That's what he was just
chef.
Talking about. I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, I love that movie, dude.
I watch it like twice a month.
It's such food porn. Like, everything he cooks in there looks amazing, and I want to eat it.
And the food. John Leguizamo's in it.
I love John Leguizamo.
I had to specify.
Very underrated comic. I like him.
He's amazing.
My thing was, last night, you were talking about The Handmaid's Tale on Facebook.
That show was
so
brutal.
Yeah, that show,
brutal.
How amazing that
Holy
show is.
Shit.
What show?
The Handmaid's Tale.
It's some
show on Hulu. So I brought it up to my wife. My wife's like, yeah, I'm watching it. It's amazing. I'm like, yeah, this guy, Tim Husky, he really likes butt plugs, was telling me about it. And she's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's doing a dark side piece for me, too. Like, she's like, what does that have to do with the show?
Like, Mike, sweetie, why are your friends fucking weird? Wait, why are you why did I marry you?
That's what she's thinking, because she's like, when I married you 10 years ago, you weren't into comics and midget porn like you are now.
That caveat in sickness and in health. It's like an umbrella for mental health and sickness.
I just had to keep it secret. I figured once we've been together, married for 10 years,
that's when
I'm pretty comfortable. I can let this stuff out now.
You start coming out of your cocoon like a beautiful butterfly. A beautiful midget porn loving butterfly.
A midget comes out with him.
Yes. You're actually just a midget, a naked midget with butterfly wings.
My face hurts.
Juan is crying. He's laughing.
Oh, buddy. I like that squirrel girl.
So are we going to be able to get John over here for a minute or two?
I don't know.
He didn't last year. I think he came by
it
for like 2 seconds.
Small, yeah. Very small.
Me and Juan were getting, it was like we were trying to cross the Rio Grande. Me and him were just waiting for the ice agents to show up.
That's probably why Gabe didn't come last year.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I mixed this one with another episode because this one was so short last year.
Right. There
you
go.
Don't tell us what to do.
Only in bed.
Hey, Juan. Okay. Husky's taking your chair, dude. I think you guys should fight.
Some, pretty cool stuff over there. How much is the Thanos Rising? 30?
30, breath.
Oh, my God. That's expensive.
Man.
Somebody, it should be like 5.
We take back our aggravated art.
I think it should be... Yeah, it should be cheap.
I think it should be pocket lint and 2 cents.
Right there, buddy.
So you got a quarter?
Right there, quarter.
No pocket lint?
Do him a quarter Thanos sketch real quick.
Hey, Husky, I'll raise that quarter and give you a hug.
Can I make payments on it?
Ooh.
I'll do 50 cents plus a hug.
How about a Deadpool crisp high five?
A payment plan?
So we got some cool artists out here. We got Shanna Mora. Have you seen some of her stuff?
Buddy, the piece she did the other day.
Holy crap. She's on point lately. A lot of people.
Which one was that one? I know which one you're talking about.
It was the Constantine Swamp Thing one.
That's right.
It looked fucking amazing.
Yeah, that one was really, really good.
So last year, Rocky Mountain Con, the year before, actually, nobody was buying anything from her. I wonder, did you see my Batman one that she did? Wow, nobody was doing anything for her because all she had is bookmarks. I just gave her books and said, hey, do something because you're not doing, you're only artist not doing anything. Amazing.
She's good.
She did a Blackest Night Batman for me. So cool. I'll put a picture up later of it.
All right.
She was one of the ones that got affected by the rain. Fucked up a couple of the pieces she was doing.
Not everybody's, you know, trust fund baby can just get by like Husky. You know,
you were looking at me. I was like, "Wait
no,
a minute!"
Not you. Not
but,
you.
Yeah,
you
yeah, Husky. 11. Okay,
I wish
hard to trust
well,
me, baby.
Well, I mean, work is relative.
I mean, you make what, 20 grand a month or something like that?
Yeah, 20 grand. If he's making 20 grand a month, I need to get in the. I'm in the wrong job.
You know, my ex wife actually used to make about 10 grand a month selling cars.
I was like, holy crap.
I don't want to put it out there.
I know you do, Juan. Shoot me a loan.
I make 20, good 20 money. Bucks. It's nowhere near 20.
Hey, Juan, for those playing the drinking game at home.
Juan, you don't.
Hey, Juan, where
you
do you work
have
at?
A college education. You're never going anywhere.
Hashtag
worst comedian ever. There, I said it.
Hey, Juan, where do you work at again?
Honda dealership. Who can take a shot? Where's the drink?
Yeah, exactly.
Let's just grab the beer from in there and bring it out
I tried
here.
To sell him a car. He wouldn't.
Who,
he
Randy?
Out. Well, we own the Hyundai shop next to us, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I said, well, I'll take $17,000 off a Hyundai for you if you want me to.
Hey, I have a Sonata that I love.
I'll be there next weekend. $17,000 off. You all heard it.
Yeah.
They're crazy. They're crazy with their discounts. Yeah, oh yeah. On a new Hyundai, you can get crazy off.
Your mama wants a new car.
Does she?
See, when I bought the one I got now, I had to because the other one broke.
Right.
Out.
I keep trying to get him I have a to Sonata buy one, too, instead of
I'll
fixing,
never buy a new
fixing
car.
The one that he keeps breaking down.
No, that's not mine. That's the girl's car.
Oh, buddy, don't take pictures of them. Nobody likes them.
Yeah. I feel like I need to be loyal and not listen to those guys at all, just so I can remain loyal to TLB. Stay over here. We're like, we don't want you anyway.
I'm glad we can't hear you on our show.
These are gonna be some one-sided podcasts.
No, kidding.
I like how Z2 puts a foam thing over their mic to think they're professional and
weak.
You know, Johnny Come Lately's
foam. Who does foam?
Oh, they're on Twitter.
Ooh. What is he talking about?
He wants to do a live show with you. How can you get normal?
A live show?
That'd be awesome.
For 2 weeks. And then you replied to me and I was like,
I don't remember.
Yeah.
You know what it is? All your messages, I don't see them because we're not friends on Facebook.
So Z2 and Thinking Outside the Long Box are not friends on Facebook. Sorry, I'm offering color commentary between the fight here.
Don't take it personally.
Dom's gonna do blow by blow.
He was in the friend queue for all of about a year before I finally was like, all right, we can be friends on Facebook.
I'm actually so you know the Rage On app where you can like get a shirt full printed? I'm getting a shirt made that has Juan's friend request accepted.
I'm very weird when it comes to that stuff. It's very weird. He had to submit blood samples
and a very vetting process. That's what it is. Yeah.
Check with Interpol.
He's got to make sure you got some Hispanic in you.
I thought I messaged you the week before we came.
So for everybody not knowing what's going on, we're talking across table
next
to Z2.
Send me a message to the
substandard
page.
Podcast sitting next to us.
Really?
But there was a tweet. Calling you guys out.
Apparently there's some drama over wanting to do a live show and Juan not replying.
Juan's terrible at things. he's looking at
him. Lied to me April 2nd and saying Dan Gage checked us out. I did not see.
So we got proof that Juan has had conversations about doing a live show.
And my reply, hey man, no worries. I'm taking the high ground.
Oh man.
You need help?
What are we doing? You want to take a break?
Yes,
let's take a break. All right, we'll be right back.
So I so badly want to be clever here, and I want to be impressive, and I want to talk about how great and witty I am, but I'm not. So instead, I'll just say that like you should definitely ask Gabe about his drunken fight stories and how much kung fu knowledge he gained New Year's Eve from the 36 Chambers. Hopefully, at some point, I'll be in Colorado or he'll be in Idaho, and we'll just drink a bottle of bourbon and just record a podcast and see what happens there. But you should definitely continue to listen to this crazy ass podcast, Thinking Outside the Long Box, because this is probably the most fun I've ever had recording shit and talking about myself.
And we're back, and we're all filling ourselves with cotton candy.
And we're all about to go into a diabetic
coma.
Except for the BPE, he doesn't fill himself with cotton candy.
I'm sharing mine with him.
I'm
just waiting for you to get done with that stick that you're holding onto. I could think of more than a handful of things.
Buddy, look at those backpacks.
Oh, those are so cool.
That's awesome.
Too bad they're Deadpool on.
You don't like Deadpool?
I hate him.
You hate
Deadpool's overrated.
Why do you hate him? I got to hear why you hate Deadpool.
It's just boring to me. You know, it would probably be like living with Ryan Reynolds. It might get old after a while.
You think he's like he is at home all the time?
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds is kind of like Keanu Reeves, where he plays the same character in every fucking movie he's in.
Yeah, same with Ryan Reynolds. I like the movie. He was made for that part, I'm telling you.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Because something about the way you're eating that cotton candy right now is kind of doing it for me. Can you just keep doing that? This is Juan. Nobody can see, but it's like...
He's eating it very seductively. Why are you staring at Tim?
He's like, oh.
I was looking at him in the eyes, though.
I know.
You had to remain, you had to get eye contact. That's the best part.
And it was the creepy eye contact, too, and Juan just slowly just putting his mouth on the cotton candy.
He's doing that lazy eye where, like, one eye's kind of...
It's horrible. What else?
You want to talk about?
Anything.
You want to talk about cotton candy?
It
melts
free
on my face.
Well, you're too hot for it.
And you got stuff, man.
And you got too much hair on your face.
I do.
You're gonna have cotton candy down here and shit.
We're not getting any sweat. I'm gonna have blue stringing off my face.
You're gonna look like a damn Smurf.
Hey, you got a snack for later, man. That's how you gotta look at it.
Smurf. Midget horn Smurf.
He was just watching that this morning.
I'm really impressed with this stuff. I want to be a kid again.
We don't have enough time.
We don't.
Yeah, so I think we should start going looking at everybody's art now that we got hands are nice and sticky.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of good people here.
Yeah, there is.
Shauna didn't bring a ton of art. I'm kind of surprised by that.
Who didn't?
Shauna. She does awesome. I've never seen anything in totality.
She takes her time.
She does good.
Yep.
Sweet. The Z2 guys are going away, so now we can talk shit about them.
We got to find a subject.
Was that a whole episode for you guys already? I know you guys do like 10-minute episodes. So.
Like, half a dozen clips of him.
Yeah, you guys need to step up your game and do like the epic Lawrence of Arabia 5-hour podcast that Thinking Outside the Long Box does.
It's evolving 2 hours.
3-hour long.
Wow. Weekly show.
I can't do weekly. Every other week. Well, I'm back on track, actually. There was a time there where I was like, doing
don't you
one.
Other shows, though?
We release 7 hours of content a month.
We release 10.
They do that in one episode.
We're going to talk about Hasbro figures
every month
today.
We put out probably 8 or 9 hours of content. Huh? Yeah, now we are. Yeah, way better. It's because I stopped doing the other show. I was doing two podcasts at the same time.
Doing podcasts from the bathroom does not count.
No.
We got a 2-hour show today for me from my bathtub. Yeah. My name is Tim Husky, and I'll be exploring lavender bath bombs today.
Oh, yeah.
Fit Bath & Beyond has them on sale.
There's so much I want to add to that, but there's children around.
You know, that all started because it was my first Valentine's Day single in, like, a couple years. So I was like,
I need to move over real quick.
Myself.
You got a fart?
So I spent, like, $100 at Lush.
Tim's not loud enough? Fucking Tim.
So
I don't break in and get yelled at by one.
No, you're good.
When my knee blew up, I couldn't stand, so I couldn't take a shower. So I had to get into a bathtub. I haven't gotten a bath, I don't know, since I was a kid.
Right?
That was the most amazing experience I've had in my life.
I can't go back.
Everything short of playing with myself, I did. I mean, I had toys in there. And one was because I couldn't get back out on my own. And,
Raquel!
And Raquel forgot about me. So
you're in there. The water's all cold.
You were like Gilbert Grape?
So now that we just got a new place, she comes home with this bag of those bombs.
Yes.
Oh, I'll be exploring that.
It's mostly because, like, my apartment, like, I guess it must be old as shit, because, like, the shower head is, like, below my shoulders.
Wow.
So if I take a shower, I either have to, like, sit down in the tub, at which point I might as well be taking a bath anyway, or, like, crouching like Ace Ventura when he makes out with a man.
That's called the spout.
Yeah.
Your gun is digging into my hip.
Yeah. He's like, really he's got like cool. A mouthful of Big Red.
Yeah.
That's where his midgets were before you lived there.
Yeah. So where do you get your bath bombs from?
Lush.
Lush.
Lush Cosmetics.
In Park Meadows, right?
Park Meadows?
I think it's like the first floor of Park Meadows.
Yeah, that's where my kids love the bath bomb, so we get them there.
Yeah, me and Juan can't go to Park Meadows. There's ice agents everywhere.
Well, they just assume you guys are there to do, like, take care of the plants and do some gardening and cleaning and stuff.
Right.
So.
Wow. Yeah, that's what...
Just show up with, like,
I'm more of a hiker. Like,
yeah,
hey,
I serve
Trump
nachos
America.
Myself. I like to be around things I like.
I work the food cart.
I work in the food cart.
Dude, no shit. I was at, like, a Five Guys Burgers and Fries down in Castle
Their burgers
Rock.
Are amazing, by the way.
And,
they are.
So I'm sitting there eating my food, and ICE agents came in and grabbed, like, two of the cooks and arrested them.
Are you serious?
Yes.
That's
and I'm sitting there
man.
Like,
he called him.
he called him. He goes, hey, watch this.
Dude, if you're in this country and you're supporting yourself, I don't care if you're illegal or not, you're still doing more good for this economy than people that are sitting there accepting state and federal help doing
right.
nothing.
There's a lot of people like that.
You know, and my whole thing was, how much sense does it make to take somebody who's supporting themselves and possibly a family, still paying income tax, and then just arrest those people, throw them in a jail where they're not working, and now the state is actually funding everything.
You know,
exactly. It's ridiculous,
it's
man.
It's so fucking stupid.
Because here's the thing. I mean, they're putting money back into the economy because they go grocery shopping, right. They go to Best Buy, they buy gas.
Butt plug enthusiast 2020.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that one, man.
That's going to be my presidential campaign for 2020.
I think you should.
Tim Husky can pull it out.
I'd vote for you.
You'll get a few votes.
Yeah.
Unless Juan
at
was
least
going
two.
For president.
No.
No, my favorite's when they...
Ice would grab me for sure then.
When Trump posted that picture of after they passed that ridiculous health care bill.
Yeah.
It's all old white men in the background. And then they did an expansion shot and all the women are like tucked off in the corner.
Yeah.
There's not a single black or brown person in there at all.
Did you see the list
period.
Of pre-existing conditions?
Yeah.
Autism and rape are on that list?
Yep.
Yeah.
Because
my
pre-existing condition.
List.
And domestic
maybe
violence.
Maybe for the asshole that did it, but certainly not for the woman who's just trying to live their life.
I got too much to say. My wife has diabetes, and that shit's on there. It's just.
Well, my concern is like.
Too sweet. That's why.
My
she got that sweet tooth, son. She got that sweet tooth. You like Laffy Taffy.
That's sweet tooth.
Well, my thing that sucks is like my mom, she just tested positive for this genetic mutation that increases your risk of cancer. I'm getting screened for it right now.
Right.
So does that mean all of a sudden now I have a preconditioning? I don't have cancer.
Oh,
I just have a higher risk of
mutation.
It.
Mutation. I thought of the X-Men right away.
No, nothing as cool as that.
Come on, Michael. Show it.
Snick.
Show that. Show that.
Prove it.
How are they?
Barbecue?
Z2 has been brave enough to try the barbecue. What is it?
I asked my wife. I was all, should I get barbecue or cheese?
We're eyeing the brats. This is what
Do
we do at Free Comic Book Day. We eat and
okay,
we talk.
Good. You take debit cards, sir.
How much? $20?
I do now that my app finally
$20.
Started.
$20.
That's
not bad.
Oh, dude.
Looks good, though.
Tim Husky made me in an amazing dark side I got to pay him for. We're trying to figure out how we should do that.
So
I offered my body.
I don't want your body. Well,
he's had that already.
You can have your way with me.
I only need one part of your body. I think you know which.
Your mouth.
Yeah. It might not be the one you think.
Or is it?
I don't think we're going to talk anything comic book today.
We can.
I'm talking comic book right now. He made me a dark side piece. That's
it creeped me out, I'll tell you that much. He sent it to me when it was done. I was like, that's cool, but it's really creepy.
I love it, man. That's awesome looking.
I think it's the aesthetic, doing like the weird paint thing. Gabe was like, I like your style. I was like, no, I do it that way mostly because I really don't know how to paint that well.
But the way you do it is like.
So that particular style.
And then I charge
like
$200 for it.
Well, he doesn't charge a ton.
No.
Well, if
no,
you take a load
good.
In the mouth,
got,
it's a little bit
I
cheaper.
Got a, did you see my.
But Thanos is way too much. It should be $5 if that's what I have in my pocket.
He did an ash for me that was really good.
Did he?
Yeah.
I just
doing the.
From the
Evil Dead.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, when it comes to, like, the comic variants, I try to do, like, a
I thought you were talking
cover.
To his girlfriend.
That's what I was
just
going to
be, like, the dude
say.
That charges, like, the same price I am
if
for
you want to buy pictures,
like,
bro, I got
just
some.
Just a caricature.
He didn't hear me on that one.
No.
He'll catch it in a month when that comes up.
It's not a
Pick
month.
Hey, Dom. Why are you talking about a girlfriend like that?
That
anybody needs photos.
That's just from her. She'd be like, who's this Dom motherfucker?
Well, she remembers who I am.
She was the latest in the leaks.
That's right. I'm going to hit it and quit it.
He was the hacker.
Oh. That's right. I hacked her, all right. Just kidding.
I'm kidding. To be honest, she probably wouldn't care. She'd probably be like, Yeah, that's the thing that happened.
She's probably pretty cool.
All right, so is anybody reading Secret Empire?
I read
issue zero, so the first issue.
What's dusting everybody up right now.
Yeah, that's Nazi Cap. So it was actually pretty sweet how they
Nazi
said it.
Is he Nazi Cap or is he Hydra?
But Hydra not.
Is everybody thinks that just because the movie went that way that they're all Hydra?
I don't think every Hydra agent is a Nazi.
Thank you.
They are.
Thank you.
They are.
They're not the same. So,
Hydra a thing before Nazis were a thing?
It's all about. Yeah. Cap,
I think
not
it was.
Which one?
Wasn't Hydra a thing before Nazis were a thing?
I don't know, man. I just read DC, so I'm not sure.
I don't know the full.
I'm only reading Secret Empire so I can troll people. That's the only. I told Tim, I'm like, I'm reading it just so I can troll you so hard, bud.
I don't know the full origin, but wasn't Hydra invented because Cap couldn't fight Nazis anymore during the whole publishing history?
Yeah, it's. The opening song for Captain America.
Yeah.
Have a line where it says, "The Third Reich, we thought we could use them, but they swallowed us up." So they even say the Nazis screwed up Hydra.
I heard that Indiana Jones is going to fight Hydra in the next one because he can't fight commies or Nazis anymore.
That would be an amazing
crossover.
Yep,
to see
Indiana Jones
to have this weird plot line where Captain Indiana Jones is looking for like the Tesseract or something.
And then he turns out to be Hydra. Yeah.
Or plot twists, one of the stones from Temple of Doom is actually...
The Shankara stone?
Yeah. One of the Shankara stones is actually an infinity stone. That would be amazing.
We could make money off
of
that.
Well, they're doing an Indiana Jones 5 in 2020, and I'm trying to figure out who he's going to fight.
I like Indiana Jones. I don't care.
Well, it's going to be
It was kind of weird Nazis with Alien.
Against Nazis for the first three, right?
I think they just need to reboot.
He was against communists.
I love Harrison Ford, but the guy's going to be 80 by the time it comes out. What's he going to do? Right? Walk around with a walker the whole entire time?
I don't know. He did a lot of jumping and stunts by the time when they did the other one.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Is Shia LaBeouf going to be in this one?
No.
I don't think so.
He's crazy.
Yeah, you don't think he fits in with the Disney family?
No, he went
nuts. Come on, he was Even Stevens.
Yeah, he went nuts, man.
He went nuts.
Did you hear where he I might have said this on the pod already. I think we did it. But he got a tooth pulled for his role in that tank movie with Brad Pitt. Because he wanted to method act the character. So he was supposed to be this podunk country boy that's now driving a tank.
Really?
So nobody in Hollywood would pull the tooth for him. So he went to some skeevy dentist office and got it done for $20 or something. He told the whole story on Jimmy Fallon, and the whole time I was thinking holy shit, you are crazy as fuck.
Yeah, he's nuts.
Well, it's Robert Downey Jr. in Tropic Thunder.
If you did anything with Disney when you were a kid,
I'm an Australian dude playing an American dude playing a black dude.
Go to the bathroom, want to hold my dick?
I was having our own conversation, all I heard is pull my dick.
If somebody didn't do that? You want
Husky
somebody
Mike.
Do that? How much is that? Hopefully it's cheaper than
$30.
Hopefully it's cheaper than $30. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
A dick pull.
Yeah, I can do that.
$5.
That was my first time on the show. Gabe asked me what the weirdest commission I'd ever done. And I actually had somebody ask me to do the Justice League as penises. So I drew Batman, Aquaman, and Superman as dicks. And then I drew Wonder Woman as a vagina.
Buddy, that's sexy.
I wish I had pictures of it, but that was by far the weirdest thing I've drawn for anything like that.
Hey, can you commission a piece for me?
Justice League, want to see Dark Side?
Warriors around here.
Dark Dick?
Nah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Dick Side, I don't know.
I want to see Thanos and Dark Sides next to each other to kind of get a comparison.
Is there water somewhere?
What's her name was walking around with bottles. I don't see her anymore.
We're Latino. We don't get water.
I know.
We get put in the back of the bus here. And
we got to get the garden
hose. We got to buy our own $8 sandwich.
I did notice how John put you in the furthest back corner he possibly could.
I know. I'm surprised there's not a toilet here or something. There's upstairs or some shit.
Looks like it's dying down a little bit.
It looks like that out here, but in there, it's
a lot busier.
Crazy.
That's funny. When you want to do your pop culture classic?
Whenever, buddy. You want to talk about Red Sun? I only read it once, so you're the expert on it this time.
I've only read it four times.
Okay, so start what a Red Sun is, because I've been wondering what that is.
Well, it's Red, he's the sun. Not like the sun, but your father and son. I don't know if you knew that.
What it is, what he means by Red Sun, because communists in Russia, they called him Reds. Okay. So he's a Russian kid now, so he's a red sun.
So does he tie in anything with Superman?
He is
Superman, but what they did is it's an Elseworld story where Superman, instead of landing here in America, he lands in Russia.
So it's a total different storyline.
It's a total different storyline.
So same guy, though.
Same person. Superman. Same, it's a different take on
it's
Superman.
It's just how he was, exactly. How he grew up in communist Russia instead of
America. He landed in, like, Gulag or something.
I think he landed in the Ukraine, I think.
Ukraine.
Yeah. And he landed on some community farm in the Ukraine, and he was raised up. And, of course, he comes out, and so Joseph Stalin takes him right away and makes him the protector of the state. So the book was written by Mark Millar. I think it came out in 2003.
Really?
And it was
a good writer, though.
Oh, he's amazing.
I love his stuff.
And I guess when he pitched the idea to DC wasn't so sold on it until he finally, like, this is what I wanted. Because they're like, that could be kind of cheesy. And then when he kind of sold him the story, it's amazing.
Only three issues,
so prestige format.
DC is so invested in, like, the big blue Boy Scout of Superman that every iteration of him has to be innately good in some way. Like, even Grant Morrison wrote actual Nazi Superman in Multiversity, but even then, like, that version of Superman, after you realizing how fucked up the Holocaust and everything else was like tipping off the Allies and Uncle Sam and the Freedom Fighters about everything.
Well, that's the thing with the Red Sun book. It's so amazing because it gets raised as a communist, but all he wants to do is help people. And not just Russia itself, like he goes
everybody.
To the U.S. But the thing is, Lex Luthor's in the U.S., and they want, this is in the 1950s, so the height of the Cold War.
Okay.
So the U.S. wants nothing to do with him. They don't even want him coming over to the country or anything, and Superman's like, F you, I'm here to help everybody, I'm going to help everybody. Joseph Stalin.
So he pretty much has the same morals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's
the thing is, he has a communist
background.
Thought process behind it.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's an amazing story.
And when did that come out?
2003, I believe it came out.
It's only three issues.
Yeah.
So, nothing super huge to get invested in.
But like I said, it's prestige format, so I think it's like 120 pages probably total. But Lex Luthor, he's still American, and so he's still the mortal enemy of Superman.
So, how does Red Sun come about? I'm trying to think. What's the connection between him and Lex, then? How does Lex know
him? Because Lex is a proud American scientist, and he's a Russian superhuman.
So he wants to come to the United States to help people here, too. But Lex doesn't trust him. He doesn't want him here. They don't want him in the United States.
So nobody in America wants him there?
No.
Or just Lex is the big
opponent?
So
what happens, as the story goes on, is Joseph Stalin ends up dying, and he picks Superman to be his successor. So Superman starts taking over the whole entire world and implementing all these things that, to him, is a great idea. And Lex is saying, no, we have free will. We should decide. You don't decide what's best for us. We should decide what's best for us.
Gotcha.
And the thing is, so when Wonder Woman shows up, she goes to Russia as well. So she becomes part of the Russian thing. And they have a Russian Batman, too. And it's Joseph Stalin's son kills his parents because his son, and it's true that Joseph Stalin's son was ahead of the police state, the KGB. So Batman's parents were killed by the KGB, so Batman rallies against
the
state of Russia.
So it's basically the same thing, just that you
different circumstances.
A Russian twist. Right.
Yeah, but the way they draw Batman is they have him with a little hunter's cap, like the snow cap is what he has on, because it's in Russia, so it's cold all the time.
Right.
And Wonder Woman, she wears all gray, because that's what Superman wears, gray. And instead of the S in there, it's the sickle and the, hammer and the sickle on his chest.
I gotta read that. It's such a simple idea.
It's such a simple idea of, let's just take Superman, put him in communist Russia. Like, what if he just happened to land somewhere else?
But he's got a point, because, I mean, every superhero seems to be American.
Yeah.
In most comics, you know.
And it's also just like, it shows like he's not inherently, it's not, people are not inherently evil.
Right.
Like, he just wants,
he wants
like
to help.
I gotta help people because I can.
So as the story grows, the Earth starts to become like an actual utopia under Superman. But the United States is holding out. They refuse to join. I don't think they have Kennedy get assassinated, I don't think, in there. So Kennedy kind of goes on. And then eventually we get Green Lantern's ring in America. So Lex develops a way to send the Green Lanterns over to fight Superman. Superman takes them all out. Brainiac shows up, and he's helping Superman try to create this utopian society on Earth. And like I said, the United States refuses to hold out.
I thought they would just give me
and then pretty much Lex creates a weapon that actually screws up Wonder Woman. It doesn't kill her, but it makes her not really a vegetable, but how would you describe it?
Not, she's
It's hard to describe.
Yeah, it's like we're hard to describe, but like she pretty much loses her power. Yeah, she pretty much resorts back to like the mindset of a child. Is what she,
really?
Yeah, with this weapon. So Superman's just like furious. So he pretty much just says, "You need to get in the place, the United States, or I'm just going to force myself in there." And that, and so Lex becomes president of the United States, and he starts to build up the economy, which changes it within a month, and makes the United States like everybody like 100% employment rate, raises the standard of living by twice the amount, and so they go to war with Russia, and so Lex ends up fighting, outsmarts Superman and Brainiac, and gets Superman to destroy Brainiac. And the way he pretty much gets Superman to realize the mistake that he made. Because the whole time, Lex is saying, we have free will. You're a god. You're trying to enforce your will upon us. We have the right to decide ourselves. So the crazy thing is, Superman realizes his mistake. He steps down. Lex unites the whole entire world. Builds a utopian society. He increases the life expectancy by to 180 years old. Everybody's wealthy. He colonizes the whole solar system, and then the book jumps like 4,000 years in the future. Lex is still alive, but he's dying on his deathbed. Then it jumps like another 10,000 years in the future, and it's Kal-El's parents. So it's Jor-El and Lara, and they have El, and then they're like, "We got Kal-El. We got to save him. The only way we could save him from the planet blowing up is we got to send him back in time." So pretty much Kal-El, they show him landing back in Russia at the same time, but it's Lex Luthor's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's an amazing story.
Three issues,
prestige format. I would just buy the trade, because to get the individual issues, runs... probably about $80 to get the whole set, because it was just a low print run. It's probably, a lot of people say it's probably the best Superman story ever written. Just the fact that you have Superman who's truth, justice, and the American way. I mean, Superman is the epitome of America.
Right.
And just to make him, like, at the time, one of our greatest enemies. Well, now they might be becoming one of our biggest enemies again, but at the time.
Don't you find it funny that when he wrote it, that everything becomes, there's a utopian society around it, but the American version, there's none of that ever happens.
Exactly. But in the Russian...
yeah, it's all shitty. You know? And it keeps getting worse.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because he was brought up with the communist ideas and the... Because, I mean, communism at its basis form is actually a pretty good religion, idea and government. But the problem is people are inherently greedy.
Right.
It'll never work in practice because people are always going to feel like they want more than they
yeah.
can.
Yeah,
right.
And so, fuck up anything that's good.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so Superman, the whole time, he's trying to enforce the communist way upon everybody. And Lex is just not having any of it. So, and Lex is married to Lois in this book. And they actually do have a scene where Superman runs into Lex, or into Lois. And they share like kind of a moment together, and then it's like gone. But it's like they have that look to each other.
Seems like a lot in three issues.
Oh, dude, it's an amazing book.
I would
Mark
say
Millar's
Red Son and American Alien are two of the best Superman stories yeah. ever written.
American Alien is really, it's phenomenal.
It's super, super cool.
And that just came out last year, and that was... God, my mind just went blank. Max Landis wrote that series.
That's a Superman title, too.
And what he did was Max Landis on...
Oh, is that the one where he's in plain clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't read it, but I
it's
heard
pretty much
it.
Him grow. Like, each issue is him dealing with a different... Yeah, like, a different emotion.
Yeah.
A different kind of, like... And each issue has its own theme.
And a different artist.
Yeah. And it's, like, him growing up as, like, feeling like he's an outsider. He's a bit underpowered... So he can actually bleed, and he's still, like, trying to figure himself out.
And then one of the best issues was he gets mistaken for Bruce Wayne. He shows up on a boat, and they think it's Bruce Wayne.
Bruce
so
like
he ends up partying the whole entire night, like, boozing it up, and he has all these women around him that all think he's Bruce Wayne and stuff. So
it's a really cool book.
Yeah, Max Landis is a really good writer.
Yeah. I haven't really dove into Superman too much.
Me,
I mean, I love him in Justice League.
Yeah,
that's what I read mostly team up books when it comes to that stuff. I don't read any Batman single, any single issue. So
yeah, see, Superman. I've loved Superman since I was a kid, and like I said, just reading the Red Son was just such an amazing different take. That's why he's not here. Fuck Gabe. He didn't come because he hates Superman. He didn't want to talk about Red Son.
Oh, fucking dick.
But yeah. Mark Millar is just an amazing writer anyway.
Fuck Gabe.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Gabe. We don't need his ass.
Yeah. Shows you how much loyalty he has to the podcast and John.
That's right. My daughter has a birthday today. Yeah. I'm going to be a good guy.
I liked it. It was the... I'm going to reread it.
I'm kidding,
but
I love you. I hope you get a new job. not slinging milk no more.
Oh, man, he hates that.
I know, he hates that job.
I hate that job, too. At least he's got the body for it. Built like a freaking ox.
And then they screwed him not too long ago, the other day.
Did they?
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
He had put in to go to another job where his hours were short, but he might be, one day he might be doing like day shift and one day he might be doing night shift or something, but he's not at work for 14 hours. And I guess nobody told him, after they had told him, yes, you know, it sounded like everything was good. Then later they told him, nope, we took it away, you're doing this other job, but it's still 14 hours or something like that. So
that sucks, man.
He's fucking always working.
Yeah,
at work.
Maybe he'll record something, because I'm curious to know his take on Red Son. Because, like I said, he's a big Superman hater. Something. And this is one of those
really?
Books that, like...
He doesn't like Superman.
This is one of those books that...
He thinks it's boring.
Where a lot of people, they don't like Superman, but they all love this book.
I want to say this was one of his picks, so I think he likes it. I just don't. I've never heard him really talk about it all that much.
I can see why people think... I mean, nothing can really hurt the guy. I mean, near nothing. And hurt the guy.
I just think Batman sometimes is too fucking too whiny and too broody, too depressing sometimes,
right.
You know?
His whole life.
Yeah. Well, everything's always sad with Batman.
My thing with Superman is, the thing that I love about Superman is the fact that, I can tell you right now, if I was Superman, I'd be president of the whole entire world at this point. I'd be so evil.
Funny enough, on the Z2 podcast, that was our discussion question. You get the powers of Superman, what would you do?
Oh, I'd be
fuck
so
some
evil.
People up.
I decided I would be like a YouTube star, kind of like a mind freak kind of thing, and make my money that way. My crime on the side.
Would you need to make money? I mean, is the bank going to come foreclose
actually,
Superman's house?
The best example I could give, I'm not sure if you guys ever read a book called Steelheart by Brandon Sanderson. Yeah. That's how I'd be. And pretty much with that, it's a 3-book series. And what it is that this comet comes in, these people get superhero powers, but they're all evil. So, like, one guy named Steelheart, who essentially has the powers of Superman, takes over all of Chicago and he rules it with an iron fist. And the book's about follows a small group of humans that try to overthrow all these powerful epics.
First thing I would do, I would just kill Randy. If I had Superman's powers,
just hit him with your.
I would go
vision.
Fuck up his yard so bad. And then I would stand in his front door and say, what?
He'd get out of his yard and just sit down.
Yeah. I'd pee.
It's all turns instantly.
Yeah, it's hard as steel.
See, one of the cool things about Steelheart, too, is like the more the characters use their powers, the eviler they become.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's like,
I would just be
evil.
You have
the opportunity to do good things, or you can just be an absolute massive dick the entire time.
It's like when we're talking about the Jedi, gray Jedis, I would just be Darkseid immediately, dude. I would be so evil. I'd be going up to girls and be like, you are going to take off your clothes.
You'd be like the Louis C.K. of Sith Lords.
I don't see how you could stay good with having that much power. I'm sorry, but...
Well, and that's the thing I love about...
So that's why, to me, it makes sense to have somebody in the middle. Because that's you... I'm guessing that's where most people would fall, is somewhere in the gray area.
And see, that brings it all back... See, that's why I love Superman so much, is that the guy does have all these powers, that he could do whatever he wants, whenever he wants to, and the fact that he contains it and holds it in and doesn't abuse it is an amazing thing to me, and that's what I like about it.
Did you ever read Huck?
Yeah, I loved Huck.
So Huck is also by Mark Millar, and it's his response to Man of Steel, and it's like, this is what...
It's Forrest Gump. It would be Forrest Gump as Superman is the best way to describe it.
And it's just like this guy. He has like a... It's like, my name is Earl... kind of style of thing. He has like a list of good things he needs to do every single day, and then he learns that his mother was like MK Ultra by the Russian government. He has like this brother that was also experimented on, and it's like his whole way of trying to rescue his mother. Such a great story.
And the cool thing was all the variant covers were movies. So like the first one was Field of Dreams, the second one was Ghostbusters, and they did a Goonies one.
Okay. Yeah, that's why they looked away. I've got like four issues of it or something.
It's a
first four.
Yeah, it's a 6-issue series.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah,
I might have the whole thing. I don't know.
Like I said, the best way I could describe it is Forrest Gump with Superman powers. So it's,
that would be kind of cool.
It's an interesting take.
Yeah, and all the art's done by
and that's Mark Millar again.
So it's like super bright, but still like stylized.
It's Rafael Albuquerque does all the art, so it's beautiful artwork, the whole thing. Yeah, that guy does some amazing stuff, man. His Batman.
Is that a Comic Con a couple years ago? I got my American Vampire signed by him.
We talked to him about being on the show, and I think he was just caught up in all the controversy stuff that was going on at the time that he just wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
other guy would be cool would be Greg Capullo.
Who?
I'm excited.
Greg Capullo from
I'm excited to see what the DCC press stuff involves, so I'm excited for that.
Yeah, cool. That'd be cool.
Can I hang around you as like a groupie?
I don't know. It may not be that fun. I don't know what the hell it is yet.
We went to Emerald City for fun this year.
I saw.
And they had like an entire room of just all these people like this. Mike Stanz is like the podcast room. I'm like, that's actually really cool. I wish DCC would have
They do the same thing
like
with the
that.
Super Bowl, where they just line up all the radio stations in a row, all next to each other, and they're all doing their Super Bowl shows.
They did that at one of the first, I don't know if it was Denver Comic Con a long time ago, but they had a room at one of the first shows we ever did, but I didn't want to be in there. I wanted to be out.
Right.
You would interact with people more, so we've never been in with any kind of... Kind of
like what you guys did for the Springs last year. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Or even for Rocky Mountain Con.
And I'm hoping we do that again this year.
I really liked it when you guys were presenting on the kids' stage about how to... do a podcast.
It was cool.
Did you tell the kids what the podcast is about? Where you're like, first 45 minutes of sex.
We told that was the first thing, the intro to the parents. Do not let any of your kids listen to it.
Please do not listen to this podcast.
And like you and Gabe look so awkward. It's like, what the hell are we supposed to tell these kids?
He threw it out there. He's like, hey, my friend wants us to do something for kids. I was like, okay.
Let's talk about ovipositors.
That's still gross.
It is gross.
That's funny.
What's up, Randy? Did you buy anything yet? No?
What?
He's just the enforcer inside when people get rowdy over comics.
It's because he's mean all the time. He's a big softy, though.
He's just upselling in there. He's like, no. You don't want to buy the tray.
No.
Yeah. Here's the real muscle right next to him.
Yeah, there we go. John the Killer Rink.
To this day, I have never been able to beat John
at
any Fitbit challenge.
Body
because
gun?
He just walks forever. Like, at the end of the week, I have, like, 80,000 steps, and he's at, like, 100,000. I'm like...
I've never got to 100,000.
I'm at 4,000 now.
Well, I need you. Me and you will be right there with each other. I just did 100,000 this last week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
There you go.
I lost 45 pounds-ish since Thanksgiving last year.
Oh, wow.
Just walking.
I lost 40.
I gained 20.
See, I can't. I always lose to my wife because she runs like 5 miles every day.
Wow.
You know what's funny about that? Is that there was some sort of study out about these actually making people fatter because they would feel good about all the amount that they're walking and it would tell you you're burning so much weight.
So they'd go eat.
Overeat. They would overcompensate for all that.
I don't weigh myself.
Well, you know.
You
I'm
know, this
gym,
way there's no
I'm
disappointment.
Constantly, that's the only thing I do.
Yeah, he's
I
always
do all my running and everything else. And then it's like, well, I haven't lost weight in like 10 months or like in 10 weeks. I've gained so much muscle mass that I'm just consistently the same weight.
He always posts these.
I hit my 300-pound squat yesterday or last week. 200-pound bench.
Wow.
That's all I do.
I was never a bencher, but when we did football in high school, the coach made you do a weightlifting program of some sort. And my max on the squat was 400.
Yeah, I think I'm starting to do
love working my legs up.
I think I do artists.
It's my favorite.
Who would win in a fight between two artists?
Who's gonna win in a fight, Mark Millar,
is this
Grant
Michael
Morrison? Yeah,
of the bracket.
And
oh my god! I'm meeting a celebrity. It's CCPE. Like I said, I know everyone, but like, I don't know anyone's face because everyone has freaking comic book characters as their stupid
their
profile
thing.
Pictures.
Yeah, I think mine's with my family with Mickey Mouse.
I met him at All Seas one day. Dom.
When?
A long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do an artist one next and then a Star Wars one.
That was a long time ago.
So all the Jedi
years
just continuously advance.
So. Pretty much.
I like how much you have to lay down the rules. It's not who's most popular. It's who's actually going to fucking win in the fight.
Well, my favorite. That was my favorite. Because everyone was complaining. They're like, let's do a fighting one instead of popularity ones all the time. So then I do a fighting one. Somebody's like, I don't understand this. This is stupid. Why are we not doing a popularity one? I'm like, come on, people.
That's the thing, you're gonna get
hence why I'm no longer in CCBE anymore.
Yeah, he quit.
Done.
Did he do
So I'm going back to the popular. Well, I want to do a fight one for the artists. Who would win in a fight? Neil Adams or Jack Kirby if they threw down?
Oh.
Like, Greg Capullo or like Ramita is going to be at top, right? If whoever's going to win in a fight.
He is. Yeah, when I saw him last year, I was just like, holy shit, this guy is ripped.
And then he shakes your hand and you're just like a little baby. I did that when we went to Colorado Springs and me and Gabe went and took a picture with Ric Flair.
Yeah.
He's like 100 years old, but his hands are still giant.
Really?
It makes me feel like
God,
a
I wanted to go.
Baby. Oh, buddy, it was amazing.
The only thing I remember about Ric Flair is just even in the 90s, his chest already started sagging. So.
Yeah.
He was never really built, though. Yeah. He was never a big dude.
Not like Hulkster, where Hulk was just like ripped, you know?
Oh, but he was good. He was good. Nebula, Colorado Springs Comic Con.
I love that girl.
Oh.
Get out of here.
I love that girl.
But now I'm torn. I posted it yesterday. I was like, I don't know if I want to get something Nebula then or something Amy Pond. I'm torn between
Amy
the
Pond.
Two.
Go Amy Pond. Absolutely
Amy. I like the doctor, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I want to do.
I'll tell you, Colorado Springs has a better venue, I think, than DCC this year.
I don't know anything about Colorado Springs, so I don't know where that venue is. I don't know anything about it, so.
The
guest list.
Oh, yeah, it's huge. It's like, why is that DCC doing
it? I like going to see celebrity people.
I don't do that part.
See,
I have no clue.
I like the comic book people more than I do the celebrity.
Yeah, but
people.
I can see a lot of those comic book people here. Like, they're a lot of the same people that we see here in Colorado are there, you know? And that's something I can just go see. I can't shake Ric Flair's hand every day.
I was so mad I couldn't go.
I'm just going to keep bringing it up.
Oh, God, don't do it in front of me.
There were a lot of woos there. A lot.
I cannot get into wrestling at all.
I can't anymore. But I love Ric Flair.
What the heck is this all about?
I love it.
You know, the pops can't get in there. Nothing.
I think I like right around WrestleMania 21.
I'm not like a collector of pops, but I like if I like a character or something, I'll pick it up.
Like Iron Fist?
The Iron Fist, I'm going to go get signed at Denver Comic Con, so that's why I got that one here.
The only wrestler I like. Peter Parker.
Who?
Peter Parker.
Peter Parker.
Oh, he sucks.
Well, he fell right into that ring and got his costume like that.
That is the worst character Marvel ever made.
Fucking
Spider
Man. Man, he can freaking wrestle.
He did beat up Macho Man.
Yeah.
And it's like how Stan Lee takes all the credit for Spider-Man and let Steve Ditko.
He also beat up Chainsaw.
We had that conversation last episode, too. Not that one specifically, when it came to the Riddler and all that stuff, too.
Oh, Bill Finger?
Finger, there you go, Finger. Yeah, I don't remember his name.
Bill Finger got totally screwed on that because I guess Bob Kane, his dad, was a lawyer and wrote like an ironclad contract with DC that Bob Kane would be known as the only and sole creator.
They finally gave him props, though,
they
in the movie, didn't
they? They gave it in, finally.
It was in one of the movies. He has his in the credits.
Even in the comic, it says Batman created by Bob Kane with Bill Finger.
Nice.
And that's been, and I guess Bill Finger was just a really quiet guy. Like, he just didn't really care.
He's like John Rink. He's like John Rink of CCB.
Whereas like
just real quiet guy.
But then like Bob Kane was always the guy. I created Batman. Like, everybody, I created Batman. Hi, I'm Bob Kane. I created Batman. Where Bill Finger, I guess, was just really like.
Yeah.
I guess Jerry Robinson.
You create Batman?
Yeah.
Well, because I guess his original design was like a complete joke. It was Bill Finger that actually did the Batman design.
Right. I think Gabe said he designed the costume or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he designed the costume, kind of helped with the backstory a little bit. And then Jerry Robinson was the guy that a lot of people said actually created the Joker. And Bill Finger kind of helped him with the costume and the idea of the Joker. But Bob Kane took all the credit for the Joker as well. Kind of like Stan Lee did with Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby came up with all the stuff, but Stan Lee gets all the credit. Even Captain America. Stan Lee did not have anything to do with Captain America whatsoever. It's Joe Simon and Jack Kirby, but everybody thinks Stan Lee created Captain America.
Well, he's the figurehead of Marvel.
And he's alive still.
That's the big thing. He's the figurehead of Marvel and he's alive.
So right. In Batman, the first movie, in 89.
I was 2 years old.
There is a guy...
I know.
There is a guy drawing Batman, right? At the desk.
Do you remember that part of the movie?
Yeah. Robert Wall. The actor's name is Robert Wall.
Okay, and he signed it, Bob Kane.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I've been watching those movies a lot because my son's getting into Batman.
Nice.
I figured those are probably
better. I can't watch those in again. I can't watch them again after Nolan.
The first one's still really, really good. With Michael Keaton, because Michael Keaton's an amazing Batman. After that, it goes downhill.
Well, the thing that bothers me about that movie is director. Who is it?
Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
He's hit or miss.
I hate his stuff. I just hate his stuff. He's too dark for me.
Yeah.
Too much
It's too, like, fantasy kind of...
Ed Wood's an amazing movie.
Which one? Ed Wood?
Ed Wood? That's a phenomenal movie.
Well, I haven't seen it, but is that in the 40s?
It was 40s and 50s. Yeah. Mainly in the 50s, because it was Bela Lugosi.
Yeah.
I guess like level 25.
That one's good. Big Fish is really good, too. With Ian McGregor.
Never seen it either.
Yeah.
Your tongue's blue.
The only one I've seen, other than Batman, is, what's the other one?
Too Much Mustache.
Edward Scissorhands?
Yeah. I love
that. I like that one. And Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, I Can't Grow a Mustache. Yeah.
I like those ones.
It's the Mexican in me.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay, yeah. That's a good one. And he should stay in that genre. But when he starts adding real people in, there's this problem, I think.
He's just an odd character to me.
I'm curious to see what I wonder what a Superman would have looked like, though.
Like ready, all of this.
He was going to do the Superman with Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Nick Cage.
Superman's already, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they can improve on Superman a lot. Somebody's got to do something with it. Nolan made Batman look amazing.
Man of Steel was amazing. That's what I wanted to see, him just punching stuff.
Well, yeah. The thing about that movie, too, is when he fights... Shit gets ripped up like concrete. Remember when he's like getting punched, you know, the whole pavement goes? You never see that anywhere else.
That's what I loved about Logan. It was a bloodier version of what we normally see in X-Men movies.
Oh my God.
It was awesome.
Seeing a claw to the head? Yes.
Well, like my
I had to pull the blanket over and...
My thing with the Man of Steel, what do you
Raquel's
think
like, what are you doing?
It's like, just help. Just help. That's it. Wait, what? Oh.
And he's done.
It was just that long, too. That movie was crazy.
It was great. I loved that movie.
Oh, it's good.
Really?
It's worth it.
What is wrong with you?
Okay.
You don't have 2 hours of your life. You don't have 2 hours of your life. I can put it on right now for you if you want.
I know they're releasing it in black and white back in the theater.
Are they really?
For a short, cool. I think it's going to be a small
One night only thing. So.
They're going to do Logan in black and white?
Black and white, one night only.
If you can't see my eyes, I'm like, what the hell's that about? What's the big deal?
I don't know. It's the feel,
it's
I think.
It's so edgy.
Pretty much. It's a way to make more money.
It's so edgy. Oh, look who's coming.
Look who's coming. There's John. Son of a bitch.
What's he doing? Ask for food
vouchers.
What's he doing?
He ran into you a few times already.
He's bashing.
You want to say something really quick?
Say something really quick.
How's it going today, John?
It's crazy.
How'd it go?
It's awesome.
Yeah? You're rich? He's rich.
Yeah.
Rich!
I'm rich, bitch! Honk, honk.
What's your superpower?
I'm making it rain. I make it rain.
Oh, I know.
I got a lot of compliments. I like your shirt. I like your shirt.
Did you lose weight?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you look good.
He looks good.
Yeah. Been pounding that, making more babies.
They're sensitive.
We were told,
he's got sensitive nipples.
Where's the food vouchers for the podcasters?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Guys said that if you guys wanted something, then it's on him. So, has anybody eaten there?
I haven't eaten a damn thing.
Are they selling food? I mean,
my wife has all my money.
Yeah. They bought something.
His barbecue thing looked amazing, though.
Food was good?
Dude, brats.
Is Carissa just looking at all the makeup she gets to buy?
I might buy for both. Just totally fuck up the diet today.
There you go. Well, then you can write it off now because you're a business.
What?
Yeah.
Are we an LLC?
Yes, we are. In fact.
Nice.
I love that you don't have. I don't think the mic picked that up. So
yep. Limited liability cocksucker.
LLC.
You're a part of this too. So
lonely Latin cocksucker.
No, not at all.
LLC, huh?
Yep.
LLCJ. Ladies love Cool Juan.
Oh. And John.
Hello, Cool J.
And John.
And Gabe's just stupid.
Not Gabe. Fuck that guy.
Fuck Gabe.
Fuck that guy.
if it doesn't come to my...
That's right.
2 years in a row. Little son of a bitch.
I said he doesn't care
about. So what is this? What do you? What is LLC for you?
It just so we want to sell stickers and shirts and hats and stuff like that.
My thong idea.
And
come on, my thong idea.
And thongs. And so, in order to get a tax license and all that stuff, we had to be a company. So, and then we just did the trademark on the logo and the name. So I'll be protecting that here very soon, as we speak. So
if you guys do get a thong, I would model it for you.
They're going to do condoms. So when they retract, it says TOTLB. When you open it, it says thinking outside the long box.
That'd be amazing.
That would be
LLC.
Amazing.
No. That would be so awesome.
I need it to fall right on the bend. So it says TOTLB.
Do you guys want to play some cards?
Yeah, you want to take a break really quick?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Yeah, go eat.
Right, let's take a break.
Hi, I'm Sebastian Kadlicek, the creator of Kinsay.
Hi, I'm Kit Steinkellner, the writer of Kinsay.
And I'm Emma Steinkellner, the illustrator of Kinsay. And you're
listening to Outside the Long. We nailed it.
Yeah.
And it didn't help that we have about 3 pounds of freaking pork in us.
And now we're back.
Okay.
And we're back. Oh.
That was Husky popping his cherry.
That's him pulling his butt plug out.
Jesus.
That was so funny. Oh, buddy. Well, we just destroyed the Z2 guys in their game again.
Yep. You guys won again?
You got dig up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I won.
We won. We were far behind.
Husky's making money over there. He's going to take us all to the strip club and make it rain tonight.
What?
Bottles of Cristal and making it rain.
How much do you sell over there, Husky?
The strip club? I don't know about
that. $200? $300?
What's up, Marika?
I Want More Comics? Did you go to I Want More Comics?
Yep.
How was it? Was it busy?
Very full of people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anywhere else? Or just
she doesn't seem very excited. Yeah.
Aren't you working there still?
That was a thing.
I thought you'd been working there still, like part-time.
You do not waitressing. What do you? Don't you do some kind of?
She's hooking.
Yeah, no, go for
She's
it.
She's hooking now.
I'm gonna steal your microphone because I'm not gonna be that person that's like you can't hear them.
Yeah. No, give them the.
That's Marika over there. Marika's hooking
you're
now.
Like, what?
I heard you were hooking.
No.
Oh.
Well, guys
I'm
got a dream.
Shoes wow. With Randy Salazar.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, really?
I just heard that.
Yeah.
Actually.
How was that?
It's cool.
How is Randy?
I was working with Randy.
He shakes his fist at me a lot.
Oh, he's a jerk.
And tells me that's all my fault. And
I believe.
That's about it.
Is it your fault?
Possibly.
And where is this place located?
It is called Intermountain Safety Shoes, and it is on 44th and McIntyre, the edge of Golden.
Huh.
Is it like a commission thing or like a like just a general shoe place?
Yeah, no, we sell safety shoes and all kinds of Carhartt workwear.
Nice.
So.
For the working man.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And what are you doing? Wholesale sales, or is it just people?
No,
walking
it's retail.
Up? Is it really?
It's retail.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's retail. We do a lot of. We have a lot of contracts with the cities and stuff like that. But yeah, so I deal with clothes most of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
You like it or no?
It's nice. It's normal hours.
Oh, good.
So, like normal hours, it's like super close to my house, so it's nice.
Now, didn't you work at I Want More Comics?
I did. Okay. I did.
She did.
So no.
I needed,
that was somebody else.
I needed more money and more hours and not to work till 10 o'clock.
But now your husband's going to take care of you.
Well, yeah, I've supported him through 5 years of college to get an electrical engineering degree.
It's time to make it rain.
His craziness.
Yeah.
So,
he's an electrical engineer?
Yeah.
I'm an electrician. I hate electrical engineering.
Oh, really? Well, so here's the good part.
I hate
he
selling.
He used to be an electrician.
Oh, so he'll get it right.
He knows all of the things about engineers that don't know what they're doing, and you're like, you can't possibly install that like that. That's wrong.
That's so good
now,
to hear.
Yeah, so now he gets to design stuff that actually makes sense. But
I hate selling things to engineers. They're the fucking worst. The worst.
They ask too many questions.
100 million questions, and they want to touch every inch of every car that I own, and it's just fucking annoying. I just want to joke.
Yeah, so you don't want to sell a car to Matt?
I don't like it.
You just bring up Prometheus.
Also a car to Matt anytime. I always tell him, but he said he doesn't like buying newer cars.
No.
And the kind you don't want to come to a Honda or Toyota and buy a $5,000 or $6,000 car. They're usually not that good.
He'll be able to afford a nicer car now, right. But he has something. He's an engineer, right. So he has something very specific that he wants.
Oh, okay.
So if you come across a Toyota Tacoma from the years 2004 to 2008, that's in good shape. And
honestly,
has decent miles. Let us know.
A lot.
Yeah.
There you're gonna pay. You're gonna. I'll help you with the price, but you're gonna pay a lot.
He's no longer a college student. You know.
It's crazy because a 17-year-old Tacoma will still sell for $15,000.
Wow.
With 220,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. But they run forever.
Yeah,
they're amazing.
I have a 4Runner.
Those two. I think we have a 05 4Runner with 140 that's going for 14, I think.
Yeah.
Jesus. Right now. They're expensive, buddy. It's that car. It's crazy.
Yeah. They run great.
Yeah. They'll run forever. I like Toyota.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Husky's already stuffing his face.
I remember I posted something on the Facebook group before with Matt. I was talking about how I love the fact they're bringing Watchmen in the DC universe. And he gave me this long, to the point where I'm like, shit, I agree with Matt now. He's right.
Yeah.
I can't even argue
with
that.
Well, what's my argument?
I was not prepared for that.
Yeah,
that's how it was. It's like, it was so eloquent, so well put together. I'm just like...
Well, and he...
And I just want to write... reasons. I just want to... Well, you suck.
I didn't even read that bullshit.
Even longer response to that.
Yeah, that'd be a 3-page one there.
So
yeah.
is he working now then, or did he just...
He starts in June.
Nice.
Yeah, so he's got... So he finished everything on Thursday, and I came home with a PS4 and Fallout 4 for him.
So he's been playing video games
the last couple of days. So
nice.
Yeah, it is a long overdue veg out session. So he worked his ass off. He gets to do that.
He just told me to stay away from the group for a little bit longer because he enjoys not.
Yeah, it's nice. Like, there's no conflict. Yeah. There's no people trying to, like, you know, wage, you know, holy war on people. So
I like watching holy war happen.
I like watching it, too. I'm the asshole that sits there and, yeah, that guy is right. Cap is a Nazi.
I'm over here just, like, rolling my eyes, like, oh, God.
Oh, I love watching it. It cracks me up. So.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, woman over here that doesn't need a white knight to save me.
I need a white knight to save me.
I don't think you do.
Oh.
You're all right.
You haven't had any big drama in the group lately.
It's been a lot calmer. It's people are learning to not engage the trolls.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Except for Mike.
I just troll one guy.
Hashtag Cap is a Nazi.
He's the only
I thought it was hashtag butt plug enthusiast.
It is.
Yeah, that's me.
He's How does your girlfriend feel about the butt plug enthusiast tag?
I can't. It's stuck.
I shortened it. Wait, what's stuck? It's stuck.
The butt plug is stuck?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Days.
You should look into some
I shortened
for that.
It because I don't know who in real life knows what we're talking about. So now it's just PPE, just in case.
So you don't, like, start conversations you don't necessarily want to have.
I work for, what's it, British Petroleum or whatever? No. What the hell is the gas company? BP?
Yeah, BP.
People just assume I'm with that now.
I'm like, that's probably a better option.
It requires less explanation of an inside joke.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's that.
It's literally an inside
joke. I don't know, that's
joke.
Kind of the funny part, though.
Yeah, he is the expert.
I had to tell my wife about the midget porn thing, because she sees that. So. And she's just looking at me like, oh my God, you're such an idiot.
So here's a funny thing. Is me and a friend... Actually, at one point, for a birthday for another friend of ours, bought midget porn and a midget blow-up doll.
Nice.
Yes.
And in order to surprise him, because it was like a public setting, we intentionally showed up late so everyone would be there with the doll already blown up.
Yes.
But then, of course, as we're like trying to get to where people are meeting... And granted, this is happening at a church. Nice. That we were not members of, but it was a day off. The meeting place was at a church. Yeah, they were having a youth group camp out or something that's at the awesome. Church, like a lock-in or something.
Nice.
And we're like frantically trying to cover this blow-up doll so that we don't scar some little church kids for life. It was pretty.
Surprised you didn't catch on fire when you walked in.
So I don't go into the sanctuary because then it's a holy place and I might burst into flame. So I try to avoid that.
See, last time I went to a church gathering, I was dating a girl that was really in the church. And I'm not into it at all. And she wanted to go to like this church group thing. And we're 21, 22, and we get there. I'm walking around.
I was
going
to say, like, and what was the circumstances where this sounded like a good idea?
Yeah, Mike, how tall was she?
You were, adolescent.
And I'm like, where's the beer at? And she looked, and everybody just stops and looks at me like, what do you mean, beer? And I'm like, yeah, is there some beer here or something? And she's like, no, and I'm like, can we go?
Yeah, we're breaking up.
Right. We broke up about 2 weeks later.
Yeah, that's probably for the best. To be fair.
She's not a midget.
Yeah, she was too tall, maybe.
I don't know your wife, so.
God, I hope my wife never listens to this.
You're just like, babe, I'm sorry. I just feel there's too much distance between us.
Hey, don't knock the short girls, man.
Yeah, but you're more like a homunculus than a midget.
A what?
A perfectly formed small person. Because midgets are kind of, I don't know how to say that without being mean.
Oh, Juan, are you hitting on Marika
right
now?
I'm
moving right now.
Juan is about to offend an entire group of people.
We do that all the time.
leave no group unscathed.
Yeah. We were just talking about Mexicans and ICE coming down to get us here not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're Mexican, so you can joke like that.
Nah, I can joke however I want.
Only bunnies can call other bunnies cute.
Okay, so what Juan means...
They know. Little people know that they're not...
Called dwarfism.
Oh, my God.
Little people, whatever. It's cool.
Put in mouth here. You know you're not perfectly formed.
Hey, no, I'm running with that. Juan said I'm perfectly formed, so...
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
A homunculus, that's what that is. A perfectly formed small person.
A hobbit?
I've
never seen her
hobbit.
Feet, so I don't
know. I have big feet. They're not as hairy as a hobbit's feet, but...
They don't live in a hole in the ground.
They are disproportionate.
Although, I feel like Matt would like that.
To call me a hobbit?
No. To live in the feet? Hole in the ground.
Oh.
He might like the hairy feet, too. I don't know.
No, it's... Dude, a hole in the ground, that would be perfect for Matt, because he's like, nobody can talk to me here. There's no people.
And then he comes here.
No, and where is he? He's over in the corner talking to two people that he knows.
It's because he's got the breeze over there. That thing's breezy over in the corner.
I was like, let's hurry this thing up so I can go stand
over
there.
No, I'm just hot.
Yeah, it is cooler over there.
And that pulled pork did me in. I just want to take a
you
nap.
Got the meat sweats, Tom?
Yeah, I've had them.
As soon as you took a bite into that sandwich, he's like, I got the meat sweats.
Yeah, too much.
All right. Well, you ready to wrap this thing up?
Yeah, sorry, my wife just texted me.
And now
so she's pregnant again.
Fascinating sounds of Juan texting
Juan.
His wife.
I don't even know what I'm saying because there's four voices coming at me.
Didn't you miss having me on the podcast,
yes.
Juan? Well, you gotta stop recording
Juan?
Early in the morning.
We record at 8:30.
Dude, hour away from my house.
He just came down the other day to record with us. Come on.
In all fairness, I came up for Mel's baking.
Yeah.
TOTLB was just kind of like, oh,
just
okay,
kind of there also.
That's happening also.
Yeah.
Don't lie.
I go
you're a liar.
I'm Mel Boo Height.
You enjoyed my hot dog
so
story.
That's true.
What?
I go.
That's all he heard. He heard boob. He heard boob,
so
and that was it.
We're going out tomorrow, and my favorite thing is that I'm Mel Boob Height.
Okay.
Oh.
For hugs.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So she gets an eyeful and nipple every time.
Yeah, no, I get to, just... nestle in Mel's boobs for a little bit, and then she makes my day. And then she bakes things and feeds them to me. It's awesome.
I'm pretty sure she's going to, knock out one of her kids one time, dancing in the living room or doing her workout thing. The little one will come out.
Ah, she bounces.
I have two little ones. I do know that.
Yeah, I heard your little girl's climbing out of the crib now.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
It took her about 10 minutes from what I hear, because I was at work, so I don't know. But my wife just sat there with my kid making fun of her and watching, seeing if she would actually make it. So,
well,
so
she's got to learn.
The crib is going to come down soon, I assume, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, once my son did it, we just took the front off, and they have this little bumper thing so he could still sleep in it and not fall out.
Little sleeper bed.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yep. So it might be time for a real bed soon.
There you go.
She's tall.
Yeah, I haven't seen her since DCC last year, so.
She'll come, though, I don't think they're coming at all, actually, now that I say that. We're doing Frankie's, they're having a party the night before, so we're going to, me and her are going to go do that, and then just stay over. We won't have any kids, though.
Oh, there you go. Nice.
Don't fall asleep.
Try not to.
Don't have heat stroke
is
here.
Is there heat, man?
It is warm, and it's, like, really warm over here. I think it's all this, all the cinder block and concrete behind us.
I gotta go home and babysit.
Are you?
Who are you babysitting?
Oh, my kids. His wife.
It's
his
not
wife.
Babysitting if they're your kids.
It's parenting.
Yeah.
I gotta go do some parenting. No, the deal was I got to hang out here today, and then my wife gets to go out with a group of friends. But the nice thing is all the dads, we're getting all the kids together. We're gonna get to drink a lot of beer and eat some burgers. So.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's not even be a bad good parenting.
Yeah, good parenting. Keep holding a beer. That's good.
Don't mind, he has the bandsaw on. Who cares?
He's gonna make us something cool.
Yeah. He's fine, it builds character.
Is anybody bleeding? You're good.
Hand came off, it grows back.
Let's get some duct tape.
Duct tape.
Oh.
So, well, it's been fun.
Are you leaving?
I got to.
He's gotta get out of here.
Son of a bitch.
I gotta get out of here before they want me to stay, help clean up.
I think you got a little while.
I helped set up.
Yeah.
That's enough.
Me too.
Like, I handle one leg.
The Z2 guys took off real quick, man.
I kind of saw them on their way out.
They were too bored.
Yeah.
They probably finished recording. They don't.
I think we were
like
doing good up until
like
we had the.
I know, dude.
We were doing good until we hit the food. And then it all went downhill. We're all like this.
I want to go home and take a
and
nap.
Then I had to play that boring game. No offense, guys, but that was boring. It was horrible. What would you do for $1 million? Oh,
they do listen to this show.
That's okay.
There's a lot. There's
you know,
lot
I play a lot of those card games, but that one was boring.
All I know is I won. That's all I know.
That's all that makes a difference.
All I know is when I got to listen to this podcast, I have to listen to it over a whole entire week because it's like 5 hours long, an hour each day. So.
This will be shorter. This will be shorter. No interviews, no nothing. We're going to talk to them about the comic book and the party at some point.
Nice.
There you go.
You can come on over.
Substance.
Here, take this so I remember what I'm doing.
We'll be like, wait. Crap.
He can take my seat because I'm jumping out. You guys have a good one. Juan.
See you, brother.
As always, sir. Dom, pleasure to meet you.
Yep.
Rika. Mike.
Mike Kirk?
Yes.
The bracket guy.
He's alive. So there's like proof
everybody's
that
like
he's
the bracket
still
guy.
Alive.
We named our voicemail the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline.
He was forever. It was like just him like depressingly leaving voicemails. Someone please call the voicemail. So I have left a voicemail at this point.
Nice.
I'm not sure if Juan realized it was me or not.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I know when Marika's talking to me.
Okay. Yeah, because I just called and said, God damn it, Juan.
Yeah. I laughed as soon as I heard the two seconds of audio.
It's all the times that I'm like listening to the podcast in the car or something, and it's like, God damn it, Juan, the name is blah, blah, blah.
I'm horrible with names.
That's
I'm
my
sorry.
Same argument, too.
I'm sorry.
Write them down.
Like, the one that still keeps getting to me was when they were doing Murdoch instead of Murtaugh for
God.
Lethal Weapon.
Why do you keep saying them? It was only Gabe.
Because you are tied to Gabe.
No, it's because it's usually you.
I'm bad with names.
Yeah.
I am bad with names. I'll give you that much.
It's bad.
It's annoying.
No, it's when you bring stuff up for your, like, news. And you didn't bother to write down the name, even though you're not going to
remember
it.
I just wrote the important stuff.
The best is he came here today, and I'm like, all right, what are we going to talk about? He's like,
I left my notebook at the house.
Yeah. Oh,
which is like half the time anyway. So.
I brought my drone.
Yeah. I said we need Gabe here because he kept getting off track. We would stay off track. Gabe's always the guy that brings it in.
Gabe does not do well when there's like shiny things all around. And you guys
there's just too much going on.
We all have
too.
ADD, so we're all just like, what's that? What's that?
I am too, but I just do it in my head.
Yeah.
Or just say it out loud. So.
Cool.
See you later,
thank
sir.
You.
I appreciate
you,
it.
Dom, we'll see you later.
All right.
Herb, I think is his name.
Oh, I gotta go get a picture with Rocket.
Do it.
Because
she's probably sweating balls in there.
Oh,
see you guys.
I'm amazed the head hasn't come off yet.
Sir?
I'm a little short. I'm gonna bring this down here.
Why don't you tell us who you are?
Well, my name is Herb, and I'm pairing up with Frankie Cerna, who has been around the circuit quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
He's the artist. We are creating Ambrosius Immortalis. It's a kind of a new spin on comic books, graphic novels. It's basically a lot of history. It's history-based. We go back to ancient Sumer, and we start off with Ambrosius, who's an immortal. And it basically follows his life throughout the thousands of years. And it keeps bouncing back between that and 1980s Chicago. So it's very interesting. Ambrosius is his name. Immortalis is the group that's been hunting him down since time immemorial.
Why?
Well, that's the thing. You have to read it to find out why.
Okay.
Like, if I told that, there'd be no point. It'd be two issues, the first and the last.
Any reason you guys picked the 80s?
Because we wanted a time when the internet wasn't so big.
Okay.
Nowadays, you can find anybody through the internet.
True.
Right? Okay. So, I mean, if it was 2000s, they would just have to Google Ambrosius and they'd find him somewhere.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
And being in Chicago, just because, like, I'm from that area anyways, and there's a lot of rich history and culture there, so I like to bring a little bit of reality into it as well. You know, I'm not going to create my own city. I could, but I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
If what? I was, I'd call it Herb Town.
That sounds like a lot of high people would be there. Why the time period? Like, why choose the style from having to jump from the past to the future? Like, I don't know if that intertwines with what's going on in the story, but...
It does indeed, actually. In the past, he doesn't really know who he is. He knows he's been around, but there's certain kind of things that take away his memory, like events. At one point, he's wandering in the desert for a month. He keeps dying. The vultures feed on him. He comes back. Keeps dying.
So
the vultures feed
die.
On him. Oh, he can die, but he always comes back.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
How does that work?
Well, that's another thing that's tied into is the mystery of the character.
Okay.
I do take a lot from history. There are historical figures that get kind of tossed in and become side characters throughout further issues. There's even a point where I had one of the Tepes family. And if you know who the Tepes are, well, then you'll get that little nod when you read it nice. About that character in there.
How long have you guys been working on this?
Well, I originally wrote it as a novel. I'm actually a novelist. And I was like, you know what? He asked me. He was like, we should collaborate sometime and do something. And I was like, well, let's not do something superhero-ish because that's been done to death. And I can't personally come up with my own superhero that somebody hasn't done before.
Right.
So I'm a big fan of Frank Miller, you know, like 300, 47 Ronin. So I was like, you know what? Let's do something that has a certain timepiece. You know, big fan of Conan, too. So I was like, let's take it back to the very beginning. Ancient Sumer, you know, Mesopotamia. Not a lot's known about that, but they had crazy horrific battles, and this guy is always a soldier no matter what he does, and that also ties into the history of the character as well.
So Frankie actually approached you about doing something?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to ask how you went about picking him as far as being an artist.
Well, surprisingly, I'm a teacher, and I was a preschool teacher for 1 year.
Nice.
And his kid was in my class. And he came by, we talked about Comic-Con, and that's pretty much what got everything started.
Nice.
And so I wrote the whole plan. It's basically like 60 to 70 issues, 5-6 year span. I've got it pretty much written word for word. Then after this, there is a branching, kind of like a semi-sequel that comes after this comic that's only going to run for about 3 years.
Wow. That's cool that you've had it planned. You have it planned out for so long.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
I have to because if it just has a beginning and a middle, then it could branch off and become all sorts of different things. And I want it to be a contained story. So that way I can reveal clues throughout it, a la Sixth Sense or Usual Suspects. You know, it has that kind of feel for it, where I'm always giving you the clues. You don't really notice it till later and put it all together as a puzzle.
So are you, is there a company putting it out, or is it like you guys formed a company? Yeah,
well, me and Frankie just put this together, and we're going to do the first issue. When we get to San Diego Comic-Con, we'll talk to some of the publishing companies there too, okay. And you know, lay out our spiel and see if they'll pick us up. Otherwise, we'll do it privately if we have to. We can get it printed. We'll print out so many copies. If they want more, we can always do more.
Nice. I like it. Yeah. What's it called again?
Ambrosius Immortalis.
Ambrosius Immortalis. And when is it coming out?
July at San Diego Comic-Con.
Nice.
Oh, at San Diego
yep,
Comic-Con.
We're going
nice.
To put okay. out our first issue that day.
You're going to be there, aren't you?
Yep.
But for Denver Comic-Con, we will have a small preview of like probably 6 to 8 pages, just so you can get a feel for the artwork, the story, what it feels like.
He said it took him a long time because he's a perfectionist. He likes a lot of detail in
yes.
his stuff.
And that's why I was like, okay, here's the thing. Let's take a page for Frank Miller. You know, let's do a lot of blackout, a lot of negative space. Because that way you could focus on the character.
Right.
And the background could still look amazing. I wish I still had the previews, but I handed them all out to people. But it shows like a little bit of a smoky battlefield and with spears and limbs and everything like that. But you don't really see it. You just see the outline
right,
of it.
Right.
You know? And now the character, of course, you see is very detailed. He's got a kind of caveman / Conan look to him.
Yeah.
And that look is his past look. And as time passes and he goes through different places, countries, he starts to adapt certain traits, physical traits
right.
that make him fit in.
Okay.
And that all ties into like the mystery of the character as well.
That's super cool.
Yeah. I'm interested.
You're going to have a preview at Denver Comic Con.
Yep.
Nice.
So I'll have to sneak by your booth. We'll be there too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's right.
Yeah. Everybody will be there.
Yep. I'm even going to bring my little daughter to help promote it. She's the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Cool.
We're going to get one of those billboard signs.
I have a little daughter.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. All right. In that case, Kid Thunderdome, then. Okay, two kids enter, one kid leaves.
She has an older brother, though, so I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. A buddy of mine sent me a picture once where he took both of his kids and put them in the pen and threw a lightsaber down the middle. He said, okay, one of you is going to college. The other one isn't.
That's awesome.
You pick it.
Well, I'll definitely have to pick up the little six pages you said.
Yeah, 6 to 8 pages. Okay. We haven't really hammered it out. We don't want to give away too much
right.
before the first issue comes out, but we want you to get the feel of it. And it's very dark. It's gritty. Like I said, it's a lot of history. I even use some old languages and stuff that if you read it, you're going to be like, what the heck is this guy saying? Okay, now I got to Google this. Okay.
So you said you're a teacher. Are you a history teacher?
No, I'm actually right now I'm a kindergarten teacher.
Okay.
Really?
I did preschool, first grade, kindergarten. Eventually, I want to hit all the grades.
Nice.
So I'm
you don't
thinking,
want to deal with older kids?
Well,
I remember what I was
I
like.
I mean, third through fifth.
Oh.
I'm certified through middle school, but there's no way I'm going to teach. Are you kidding me? One of them will just say something smart and be like,
no, man. Fired. I don't know how your son went home with a slap to the face.
What? No, he had that puffy, bruised lip when
yeah,
he got
he ran
to school
into
this
the
morning.
Door. He fell down the stairs.
Yes. I did you a favor. I spanked your kid.
Yeah, I spanked his ass.
Right. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of times where parents will, you know, they're always like, oh, I just don't know what to do. I don't know. What would you suggest? And I'm like, I'll tell you what my father would do.
Yeah. Slap the hell out of him.
We wouldn't be talking about it, I right. tell you that much.
All it takes is one whap across the face. He'll stop cursing.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited to read it. Do you know price points or any of that stuff yet?
That's all Frankie.
Frankie?
Yeah. I'm the writer, so
probably Fred.
Yeah, oh, Fred. Sorry. Yeah, Fred, actually.
Okay. Because
I'm the recluse. He gets me out here for these things, and I'm a full writer. I don't want to leave the house.
Nice.
I like it, you know,
now,
so I figure.
What format's this going to be in?
Oh, black and white.
Black and white?
Yep. It's going to be on glossed paper, of course.
Is it going to be a series of issues or like a paper a trade?
Oh, no, it's going to be a series of issues. Okay. So,
and you said 5 years worth of series.
5 to 6, depending on how he pads the drawing.
So how often do you expect a new one to come out? Then?
Oh, monthly.
Every month?
Yeah.
Monthly. Damn, that's a lot. That's cool.
Yes. That is cool.
But hopefully, you know, maybe somebody will pick us up after the first couple issues. Then we can focus solely on that.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. As a writer, I can teach and write at the same time. It's like rubbing my head and patting my belly. Or maybe it's the other way around. But it ain't hard for me. The tough part is his end.
Yeah.
Yeah, Frankie is kind of slow.
You heard that? Yeah. He's like, that motherfucker.
He was
right
deep
there
in conversation.
Oh, we can curse. Okay, cool.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
You can curse.
I've been catching myself left and right.
No.
You're pretty.
Listen, and I promise you'll forget about all that.
There's no button I can hold to beep.
No,
we don't need that.
Cool, though.
I've only had to beep one word out ever, and it was not a good word.
We fucking don't need fucking buttons.
Yeah. Fuck those fucking
buttons. Fuck that fucking shit.
Fucking hell.
So is there a chance you guys can meet up during Denver Comic Con?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be wandering around.
You get a preview. You guys can go over the preview.
Yeah.
I'll be there, but I'll be working.
We're actually pressed, too, and I still have no idea what that means, but I assume it's just going to say press on my badge.
Right.
We'll get a little space to talk to people.
Anybody says anything to you, you can just be like, sorry, press.
Yeah, get out.
I'm going to need you to let me cut in line here, press.
Right.
But yeah, we'll be there. Like I said, we'll be at the party the day before. So,
there's a party the day before?
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm kind of new to this whole scene.
He's throwing it.
He's really?
Yeah, he's a rock star, man. He has, hoes and up all kinds of
like
shit up
booze
there.
On Frankie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He gets a bowl of cocaine.
I can't believe Frankie.
Sweet,
you didn't invite him to the party?
Of course I did.
He goes,
you don't know. No, I don't know about the party. Everybody knows about the party but me. That's it, I'm wearing lederhosen in there, I'm telling you.
He didn't know if he could trust you yet is the problem.
I'm going to come in my my outfit where I Rocky Horror Picture Show. That'd be a great selling point.
Yeah. Long hair and
wait
lipstick.
A minute, what kind of party was this?
Buy my comic. Or rather, buy my comic.
Yeah, looking forward. I want to read that.
Yeah, it sounds cool. It sounds like something Gabe would read, too, honestly.
Oh, Gabe would love it.
Yeah, we're just trying to get a step away from the whole superhero genre.
Yeah, right, it's good.
I mean, I think Marvel does it best in their movies, so I mean, why bother?
Yeah.
And then we do have another one that's coming out that's kind of a more geared towards, kid type. That's basically our little flying robot named Tankhead. And so he's a good one. You'll see some of the sketches we'll have up for Denver Comic Con for that as well.
But he's a little slow.
Yeah.
Oh, Frankie?
Frankie's slow. Yeah.
We're going to have to
but he's
him
good.
Up to, some
he's good.
Notes
you can
or something.
Be slow if you're good.
So you,
and
you say
he's
going to come
good.
Out monthly, but he's slow.
Well, what we're going to do is go 5 years into the future, build a time machine to come back and cattle prod him.
So he needs a time machine to extend time in order to complete the comic?
It might come down to that, yeah.
Okay.
I figure somebody at some point's bound to make
it. Reggie's looking at me like he wants to stab me in the fucking neck right now.
We'll go, and we'll take care of Trump, too.
Oh, yeah, take care of the Trump thing, and we're all good. You take your time. Take your time.
Now we're really going to get taken off the air. Trump's people are going to hear it.
Yeah, because they focus on all the little things in life.
They could find a dirty sock in it.
That's right.
Don't get me started on politics, good Lord. We'll be here all day, but just cracking jokes.
Fred, we need to know about this party. Because Herb doesn't know about the party either.
Yeah, there's going to be girls, right?
I would hope so.
So there is a bowl of cocaine involved.
Okay.
I'm hosting.
So we can pull a Scarface?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's totally Scarfaced out, There's guns and hookers.
Who's picking up the tab for that one?
Oh, that's him.
Frankie. Okay.
Yeah, Frankie's picking up the tab for that one.
He's got it like that.
So
that's
then
he's
I'll 29. Take two.
Thursday, June 29th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Delectable Egg on Market, 17th and Market, downtown. We'll be holding a kickoff party to kind of promote Frankie's artwork, Herb's book, Chad with Stick Slate and the Backpacks. So basically the restaurant hosts monthly local artists.
Nice.
So the month of June, going into July, into Comic-Con, they're going to host all of Frankie's artwork, along with, I think, some of Chad's work. And then Donna with Stick Slate's going to provide some of the frames. So that'll be just kind of the kickoff up until leading up to Comic-Con.
Nice. So here's a real question. Will there be karaoke?
There may be karaoke. We may have to hire this gentleman here for DJing.
Because I can do my James Brown. You ain't heard anything yet. You heard me do James Brown up on the stage.
There's going
to
be food, drinks.
I'm excited. We'll be there for sure. We'll be there for
Louis
sure.
Louis Armstrong, too.
Louis Armstrong? Yeah. I like it.
You gotta get that really
real deep.
I see skies. Rainbows too.
That was just a sample. You don't want to hear the rest.
Yeah. I hope you got a lot of bass on this because if my voice sounds It's high pitched.
It's gonna make you want to go home to your girl.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely love to see you guys there. It's gonna be a good time. Hopefully everybody can get
we'll
loaded.
We'll be there recording for sure.
Loaded so. In and there in time. So definitely.
What is slick slate
stick.
Or stick slate?
Stick slate.
Well, what do they do? I mean, it looks like they do some apparel. That's so. Is it all apparel? Just backpacks? Okay. Okay.
That looks like it fit my laptop.
It's cool as shit.
Yeah, it's Denver Comic Con. He'll be promoting a new gaming bag, so it'll actually be for bigger laptops.
That's what mine is, yeah.
For PlayStation. They're actually really nice. This is the first version he had last year, so.
And you gotta make a mini one for the Switch,
what are those
though,
retailing for?
These ones right now are going for $40.
You need
that's
one
it?
for the Game Boy?
You get two stickers. Yeah. You get all the artwork for this round. You get two stickers with the bag, so. You get two different what do they call them? Little vinyl things you can.
They're
change.
Only $40.
$40.
Jesus, yep. That's cheap.
What other? Was it a sticker? Is it?
It's just a sticker. Yep. What's so the skin behind it is Velcro. You can just change that out. That way you don't have to. Ruin
oh,
the
so you
that
can is, buy a ton. You can buy just the
yeah,
just the plate
just
kind
the
of thing.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
That's whoa. Cool as shit.
Yeah, it's got Velcro. That's a the big selling point right there. Velcro. It's this new thing.
This new thing.
New thing, yeah.
What's Frankie? You charge for the sticker?
By the way,
$200.
No, I think $299.99. Either $10.
You order it today and you get it what 2 years later?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. You're not original.
Oh, they're not original. So,
man,
that's
tough,
super
tough
cool.
Crowd.
That's super cool.
That's what happens when he doesn't have a mic
know,
in front
right?
of him.
That's why he lets everybody else do it.
I like that.
That's a cool idea.
I really like that idea. Is that going to be? Is that DCC too?
That'll be.
You have a bigger
Comic-Con,
selection
yeah.
or just those?
Yeah. Well, he'll have those. Like, so all the stickers he has are here in the portfolio.
Of course,
then,
it's been nice all day.
The Stick Slate guy actually has a different.
It's been nice all day, and then it starts to get windy.
Okay. Yeah. That's a great idea.
That's making my throat dry, like I need a beer soon or something.
Yeah, go inside. Yeah. There's some in there. Ask for the hooch. Go up front to the counter
so
and said, dogs fly, cats can't swim.
Is
and
that
then the beer will come across
in,
to you.
In a lot
dogs
of schools
fly,
or any of that kind
swim.
Of stuff? Because that'd be cool.
I'm going to try that.
Those are super cool. So we're looking at a bag. Made by Slick Slate?
Stick Slate.
Stick Slate.
Stick Slate.
Watch, this isn't a work.
And it can hold, it looks
so
like...
Try out that Velcro.
It looks like it holds a 17-inch laptop, no
so
problem.
So you take this off.
That is so cool.
If you get tired of the sticker, you don't want to ruin it, you just change out the skin.
Completely interchangeable, I like that.
You get two skins with the bag, you get the one for the color of the bag, and then you get out a black.
Can you wash the bag?
As far as I know, you can. I'm not 100% sure, though. Chad would know more about it than I would.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's
it's
you,
awesome
man.
And it's not super expensive.
No, not. They tried to keep it reasonable for you know all consumers,
yeah,
kids alike, you know, especially with
bet.
Kids going back to school at the end of summer, you know. Parents are always looking for something cheap for
cool
their kids.
Shit.
It is cool as shit.
Still has that really nice padding in the back.
Has a padding,
I like that
yep.
black
so you
one
can make it real.
The Deadpool?
Badass. Yeah.
But you don't like Deadpool.
They had him at Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
Did they?
So amazing, dude.
They fit my laptop. I have one of those giant I have two giant laptops. So.
Is he selling those too?
Yeah. Actually, maybe I think these ones them. Are Frankie's, but we have some in the car that he has for sale.
Do they come with this, or do you have to buy this separate?
It comes with two stickers.
Two, so one
your
that
choice.
Matches this, and then a black one, you said.
So the stickers, you can ship whatever stickers you want. But the skin okay. itself comes with a blue and a black for the blue, and then the gray will come with the gray and then a black.
And if you want one for the girls, I'm sure there's a unicorn one there. Somewhere in there, right?
Is there a dark side one, or is it strictly Marvel?
It comes in puce.
That is so cool.
This is really cool. I like that.
Yeah, so.
So Frankie turns around and there's not a backpack there.
There's not a bag anymore, no.
Frankie's actually, like a merchant machine over there, isn't he?
We got some.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't know if your laptop would fit in that, but maybe an iPad.
So much space in there.
Dude, I could get both my Surface and my laptop yeah. for $40.
Backpacks are freaking expensive normally.
Does Frankie have anything DC over there as far as stickers?
What does he got?
Or does he do Marvel only? I'd ask him if he did DC, but that might take...
There's some Batman in there. Yeah, let's flip through there. They're the front.
Okay, so these are the stickers we're looking at. They go on these backpacks that are
that
amazing.
That Venom one is
yeah,
it's
cool.
That one's great.
I like that one's cool. Wow. That's super cool. Nice. World of Warcraft.
Like Beast Mode. Yeah, I like that one.
That was
a
promotional
too.
Piece for Rocky Mountain Con last year.
You gotta love the Howard the Duck. Oh, Deadpool. That'll be a popular one, I'm
those
sure.
Those are super cool, man. That's really neat. Yeah.
Careful, you're going to get shot.
Hey, long live the Empire.
Don't shoot me.
What are these running?
Okay. I'm real tight with Palpatine, okay?
But then you get two for free when you do the thing anyway.
Yeah,
when
you buy the bag, you get two with the bag.
So, you get two
of
those.
With the in the $40, you get two stickers with it.
Oh, fuck, I might just buy one today.
That's what I said. They're cool as shit.
Especially the Deadpool one. And everyone's going to ask you wherever you go where you got it from.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guys, thanks. If I stay here any longer, I'm just going to start saying the most random shit imaginable.
That's what we do. No worries. Take a card, listen. You'll be on the 2 weeks from now, you'll be on.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
No worries, brother.
All right, thank you.
Let's see
if we can get Rocky Brooks.
Yeah, we'll be sending you guys stuff for that.
Cool. Yeah. Whenever you email it me, it's me. Okay, so I read all that stuff. Sounds so whatever.
Good. All right. Appreciate it, guys.
No worries. If you guys need anything, if you want us to push anything or promote anything.
I think we're going to start working probably the next few weeks.
Okay.
For a promotional piece.
Yeah. I'll start putting stuff. I'll put it on all of our stuff.
Definitely.
So.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Who you want to talk to?
Let's just grab a few people and... This way you have, just because all our dead space that we have, you know, you could fill in.
What about the BP?
Is that one of yours? Yeah, I'd put some of that away.
I might buy one of
them. Yeah, I'm thinking about it, too.
Where's Rocky?
Rocky. Can you tap Rocky? Hey, you want to sit down here and talk about a few things? Don't be shy.
You're shy? Nobody's looking at you.
I just
want to
talk about what you got coming up. So we're here with Rocky Brooks, artist and tattoo artist.
Yes, sir.
So
we're hoping you're going to do our tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's
not
amazing.
Him.
Nah, I want him to do mine, but I have to have money to do so.
He's not a part of the main crew. So we said after 100 episodes, we would all three of us get a tattoo to commemorate such an event.
Oh, okay. That's coming up, huh?
It'll be a while, but I've seen everything you do that you post, and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
So,
thanks, man.
Yeah. So what do you got coming up?
What do I have coming up?
As far as you have DCC, you're going to be doing DCC?
No.
No?
No. I'm doing Rocky Mountain Con.
Okay.
That's in November, though.
That's all right.
Is that November?
It is November, okay. Usually.
I thought it was in August this year.
Oh, they may have changed it.
It's at the end of the year.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do the Springs.
Okay.
That's shaping up to be a good
event. Yeah, that'll
too.
Be a good event
that's
for you.
That's nice, man.
Is this your first event? That's going to be your first big event?
Yeah. This is my second thing in general, man. Tornado.
Yeah.
I know, just all of a sudden. Where do you tattoo? So if anybody listening wants to go.
Johnny's Tattoo. It's in Thornton, Colorado. 88th and York, basically.
Nice.
It's a good spot, man. It's cozy.
And go ahead. No, go ahead.
How long you been doing it?
5 years.
5 years?
Yeah.
Cool. He does a lot of heroes, superheroes.
That was my next question. I assume you have some sort of book or something that shows, you know, when people come in that they can see your samples are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you get a lot of, are you, like, known as the superhero guy at the shop, or?
Yeah, I would say so, actually. Yeah,
okay.
I like doing anything nerdy, man. It don't even have to be a nerdy subject I like, but if it's nerdy,
right.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, because I see a lot, everything, I don't know if it's purposefully because we're a nerdy group and that's why you put all that stuff up, but everything I see that you put up is all some sort of superhero or nerd or something, and it looks awesome. But
I mean, on there I keep it related to
nice.
That first. Yeah, I mean, I'll tattoo anything.
Nobody can really see what's going on, but the whole place is coming
like
apart from wind.
Head,
everything's flying. So you're gonna do Rocky Mountain Con, your first that, but you're gonna do Colorado Springs first. I think that's coming up.
I think I want to try that. Yeah, I think I'm gonna give that a try. See how that goes.
Yeah,
it was busy there last year. It was the first year. It was small. The space was small, but there was a lot of people there last year.
No, that's what it looked like. It looked like a good time.
They had good people there too.
Well, they're doing it again this year too, man. They're pulling it off really well, man.
Yeah, I don't know what company's doing that, but they're bringing some big names.
Me personally, I think it looks better than Denver, honestly.
Well, it's a company that's out of the East. Like,
yes.
They put on a lot of shows out there in the East somewhere, so.
Yeah, it definitely looks like a good time. This was pretty good.
Yeah.
This turned out really good.
I like
really
Free Comic Book Day.
I wasn't really expecting this many people, man. There was a lot.
Yeah. I think last year he hit 500 people.
Really?
They had a little clicker thing that they were counting as people came
in. I think it far exceeded that.
Yeah, it was crazy here.
This was really cool, man. But yeah, I mean, that's
cool.
All I got going in my life,
worries.
Man.
Cool. I think, we just wanted to bring you over because I get some more people interviewed here.
This is Thinking Outside the
Yes,
Box?
Sir.
That's it.
All right, so I was on
so,
here.
Huh?
That's cool.
Yeah, Juan is usually about a month late with
oh my God,
his podcast.
Okay. 2 weeks.
So we'll see.
We record every 2 weeks. We have a
show come out every 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, Rocky Brooks, artist, tattoo artist.
What was the name of this shop one more time?
Johnny's Tattoo.
And what's the address there?
It's 2400 East 88th Avenue.
Nice.
Nice.
Right on, guys. So, I appreciate it.
Good work,
man.
Thank you.
Hashtag I.
Thank you. Thanks, brother.
You guys be safe.
You too.
Enjoy the rest of the show.
So everybody's packing?
I think everybody's starting to pack up and kind of jet out of here. We talked to Patrick a little bit already.
I really want one of those bags. Dude, that's $40. They're not that cheap.
It's cheap. Generally. Yeah, they're not. So just a backpack in general. Just a regular backpack is
this
not
one, well, this one was free because when I worked for Martin for a little bit. So I got that one. But the bigger ones always cost me $40 plus. But with that, if you get two stickers with it.
Yeah.
Badass. Just totally badass.
I wonder if John's available to come out for 5 minutes.
Oh, here he comes. I need a drink. I wonder if John. Here, you want. I'm going to grab a drink.
John!
I'll be right back. Oh, Juan will still be here.
Oh, geez. Hey, John.
Whoa.
I know you don't need to move it. Okay, we're recording again. And, I mean, they don't know that I left, actually. I just paused it. So this is kind of weird.
And we're back.
Is that good?
That's not good. Start beatboxing.
That was very, like, depressing, actually. It made me sad.
I guess we're back. I don't know.
This is Gabe.
Fuck this podcast.
I'm Gabe.
Fuck these guys.
My name is Gabe the Chef.
The Chef.
Gabe the Chef.
I need to make,
he got the job.
I need to make some sliders.
Yes. Congratulations, Gabe. You'll hear this 2 weeks.
Congratulations, brother.
So you're no longer a small bottle filler.
Bottle filler. I thought he was a milk.
He was a powder power
slanger.
Bottom. I heard. Right.
He was a milk slanger.
He was on bottom. What?
Yeah, he's a power bottom.
Okay,
that's what I heard.
Power bottom. I'd like to get at that power bottom.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know what's going on right now.
That was beatboxing. Okay.
What are we doing here?
So we're leaving. I think.
I think.
We're
everybody's
closing
pretty
the day
much
here
leaving.
At Free Comic Book Day. It sounds like the BPE had a good day. I think Frankie had a good day.
I know Frankie had a good day.
Frankie had a good
day.
They
had a line there all day, man.
Yeah. John probably made thousands of dollars today. Yeah.
He's like almost sold out of those like Secret Empire short boxes.
Nice.
Those graphic short boxes were moving today.
I'm more of a Jay and Silent Bob box myself, so.
Right, right. Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. I think everybody here had a good day.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Until the wind
It was a good day, and that once that
I don't
food
know what
hit.
The Power Rangers were doing. I don't know if they were just here to like be here or.
I don't know. They were not very interactive.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Just sit at the table and look at your helmets.
I think they were taking part in like the costume contest.
Is that what it was?
John
did they win?
Oh.
I don't know.
Because if
they're
not,
professionals. Well, I mean, I guess
mean
not
they
if
won.
They didn't win.
They didn't win.
That's how we rate your success.
Yeah.
I think
we haven't won anything, so we're still amateurs.
We had the 501st here.
Weren't you guys? How did you? Didn't
yes,
you guys
right.
have some kind of podcast poll?
It's a good day.
A podcast poll, like a
yeah,
like a penis.
Yeah. No. Like.
Like a poll.
Like a dick. No. Like, weren't you guys in, like, the running for, like, a podcast contest
oh,
or something?
Yeah, no.
How did you not win?
It's...
I called Mexico and had people vote.
I called Mexico.
I called Russia.
I don't know anybody in Mexico,
to,
but I just
to,
thought I'd say that.
Try to rig that bet.
That was the Potter and Family thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. We made it to the semifinals.
Ah.
And then we got beat out by somebody who had like 20,000 followers on Twitter and shit. So I mean, you can't.
So basically, this pod just needs to get good.
Exactly.
And then people will start listening to it.
I was just telling Dom that we're averaging this month we had almost 900 listeners. Last month, I guess, almost 900.
That's
downloads.
Fucking awesome.
So
man.
We're
That's
slowly, awesome. Slowly keep it going up. So it's
That's
been
900.
Good.
I can remember
people,
when it used
dude.
To be five
I know.
People.
Out of like
yeah. It used to be like, oh, we got 20 downloads. Woo!
Right? We're three assholes with microphones.
Yeah, three of the downloads were us.
Right?
Oh, buddy.
That's awesome, though, man.
So well, it was a good day. It finally cooled down, so I'm feeling a lot better.
I'm going to go home. We're going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy and Beauty and the Beast tonight.
I think we need to bone out so we don't have to take this shit down.
Yeah, I think so. I think it ends at like 5, doesn't it? I'm leaving much before that.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a hater. Shit, I drank some Haterade today.
You did. I think it was that weird concoction you made earlier.
Oh, that was Kratom.
I don't even know what this is. Is that an old people thing?
No, it's a plant from Indonesia or something like that.
Oh.
It's supposed to get you a little weep, but also help your pain and everything.
Ah.
Since I don't want to take opiates and everything.
He brought weed.
Well, I could do that too.
If you wanted.
What kind you got?
Good shit.
Is it medicinal?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
I hope not, because that stuff fucks me up.
Raquel, I need you to come pick me up.
Sure. Raquel will come down here.
I slip him ayahuasca or something. Dom's out here naked, howling at a moon, even though it's broad daylight.
Right. Yeah. So.
I can taste color.
I can taste color.
All right, Dom.
All right.
Let's bring it to a close.
So who's doing this closing jingle?
We don't have a closing jingle, do we?
Well,
I mean, you could find us at...
T-O-T-L-B.
You could find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thinkingoutsidethelongbox.
Where Gabe.
You could find us at Instagram and Twitter at Outside Long Box. You can email me if you have anything you want to talk about. Adam Workman emailed me. I don't know who that is. I think I should know who that is, but I don't know who it is. But that's at outsidethelongbox@gmail.com. What do we got?
You don't remember the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do. It's 970-573-6148. Call us there and leave us a voicemail.
See, that's amazing because Gabe will love you, but you have to use a notebook.
It's in his notebook every time.
It is in his notebook every time.
We got to say congratulations to Gabe again.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome, buddy. We love you.
Chef. I'm going to call him Chef from now on.
No, I'm not going to call him Chef.
Why not?
He's going to be Cook.
Oh, don't do that to him. That's messed up.
I'm going to call him
that's an insult.
Chef Gabe.
Chef Gabe.
Chef Gabe.
Gabe.
Gabe. Chef G.
Cool. Well.
It was fun.
I'm tired.
I'm exhausted.
I'm going to go drive for a couple hours to go home.
Yeah, be careful on the way.
I do not envy your drive home, brother.
Husky's going to go do a bath bomb.
And then I got to drive 45 minutes to the drive-in. So, and that won't even start until probably 9, but it's the second day they've been open, so it's going to be fucking crazy.
Is that the one up north?
In Fort Collins.
Oh, Fort Collins.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm seeing Guardians tonight with my buddy A.C.
Slater?
I wish. No, A.C. Canales. He's another local artist. He wasn't here, but he was at Amazing Fantasy over in Highlands Ranch.
Yeah, but we don't like other stores except for John's.
As an artist, I have to support all of them.
Well, you can, but Thinking Outside the Long Box takes a firm stand.
I'm aware. But I'm not officially a part of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm just like an unofficial butt plug enthusiast castmate.
And I'm just a hashtag Dom Pease.
You can put that on IMDb.
There you go.
You've been in a show.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
I'm going to start my own IMDb profile.
The BP.
I'll have that grumpy
picture. He's appeared
picture.
In this episode.
I'll use that picture that you took, the episode that comes out today.
Oh, tomorrow.
Or tomorrow. So the one where I'm like looking like a grumpy-ass old man.
Flipping us off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been good.
It's been fun.
I might go buy a backpack. I'm not sure yet.
I'm still thinking about it myself.
My wife's going to be like, why do you need a backpack?
Just because. I would love to. Yeah, because I have a gaming laptop, and that thing doesn't fit in anything.
I use my yellow laptop, my yellow bag, but it doesn't hold much.
Yeah,
so.
I've got the big boy laptop, and that shit. My carry-on bag became my art bag because my laptop won't fit in it.
Yeah. Mine sticks out of this thing. That's why I have this to
That's
hold it
said.
Over the corner.
Right.
So that is very attractive to me.
All right. Well, we're signing off here.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tim Husky, your local
BP. It's been fun. Hashtag Dom Pease.
And I'm Juan. We'll see you guys later. Later, losers.
Chief McClellan, how's everything going?
Oh, things aren't going too bad. Men are taking it pretty good.
You want to get on the other side of the road over there?
Chief, do you think we'll be able to defeat these things?
Well, we killed 19 of them today right in this area. Those last three we caught trying to claw their way into an abandoned shed. They must have thought somebody was in there. There wasn't, though. We heard them making all kind of noise. We came over and beat them off, blasted them down.
Chief, if I were surrounded by 6 or 8 of these things, would I stand a chance with them?
Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot them in the head. That's a sure way to kill them. If you don't, get yourself a club or a torch. Beat them or burn them. They go up pretty easy.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.